about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Oh, well, the gang's all here, I see.
Is that American for hello?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I've got the chance, I'm taking it.
Keep going.
No more faking it. This time in life, I'm making it.
It's a good song.
It was.
That wasn't sexy.
Not at all.
I have broken more Elton John records. He seems to have a lot of records. And we beat. And I, by the way, I don't have a musical instrument. I don't have a guitar or an organ. No organ. Elton has an organ.
And now.
Oh, it's okay. We're all men. There's no need to be shy here.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 9th of October. Rocktober. My bad. All right.
Can you start over?
Yep. Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning. You son of a...
Come on.
We have to start doing things okay. To just make us look like we've got our act together here because we're all looking just really, really, really sloppy.
Right. No.
Yes.
That is true, actually.
No, sir.
A lot of disappointment from the listeners that I didn't greet you with this yesterday.
Halloween.
We enjoyed it several times last week, didn't we, Allie?
So good.
The listeners
loved it.
I would argue that you didn't love it as much because most of the reason you played is because I hate it.
That's a big part of it, Kevin. But I knew you were somewhere hating it.
Oh, I wasn't hearing it.
You don't have this on your phone?
I don't, turns out. Not my ringtone.
I do. It's in my rotation.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, but your alarm to wake up every morning is the Chipmunks Christmas song.
That's true. That's
so F you on that.
First of all, good morning, everybody. We do have a big show, but I want to start with this because we might as well just scratch all of my Halloween itches at the same time. We got Halloween spooks going. I have fun facts about candy corn today for you.
Nope.
Which, as you know, is the
just
greatest...
Just play the song. Just play the song.
Wow.
Just play it.
We now see the hierarchy.
Right? Come on.
Candy corn is obviously great, and everyone agrees with that.
Just before we move on, just for one second. I have a cough, so I took NyQuil this morning, or DayQuil. And
Which one makes a difference?
Bean says that he likes the taste of NyQuil just when he doesn't need it.
I do. Sometimes
because
the taste is that good. I take a swig sometimes just because I'm in the mood.
Sure. So now let's get back to the candy corn that everyone loves.
By the way, obviously they spent a lot of time and money to make cough syrup taste good.
I don't think so.
Would be easier.
Conversation for another day.
I believe it's the opposite.
Yes.
They make it taste bad, so you think it's working.
That's my theory.
And you don't take it often.
Strong medicine has to taste bad.
Right.
I could drink a whole bottle. I really could.
Hold on.
I could. Big finish.
Oh, no.
What's
happening? The signal or something.
Wait.
Oh, there it is.
I should call engineering.
What happened? All right, here's the thing about candy corn.
I've never heard that guy say trick or treat before.
Never.
We don't usually get that far.
Never gotten that far.
What year do you think candy corn was invented?
1960, don't care.
Kevin, Jensen, you have a guess?
I'm with Allie.
I think it's in the 20s.
1880.
Wow.
They made that one batch,
and then
everybody just passes it around to everybody. No one eats it.
The Halloween staple was created in 1880 as remained...
That was beans.
Fun fact.
Oh, don't burn that out because I have
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
No, this is interesting stuff.
It
has remained largely unchanged
ever since. But wait, aren't we the ones that are supposed to decide whether it's interesting or not?
8 ingredients and 3 colors.
Doesn't care.
Candy corn is vegetarian, it is gluten-free, it is dairy-free, it is egg-free. Each candy corn kernel, by the way, is about 7 calories, in case you were curious about that.
No one was curious about that.
Well, you gotta be careful at this time of year that you don't overeat
with
all the candy
going
around.
You either eat candy or you don't.
Almost 9 billion kernels of candy corn are manufactured each year.
We don't care. Dude, we don't care.
We don't care. Don't care, don't care, don't care. Oh, God, don't care.
But you say that there's been one batch that we've all been living on ever since 1880. Yes. I'm telling you, they're making 9 billion candy corn kernels every year. That's how popular it is.
Sure, that's what big candy corn wants you to think.
National Candy Corn Day, in case you're wondering.
Will you stop it with that?
Is strangely not Halloween, which I would have expected it would be.
That's odd. What date is it?
Tell me it's in like now March.
That's the only one I'm interested in so far.
Well, it is October 30th. And maybe that's because that's the day that people go out and buy it in anticipation of Halloween.
No
the next
one buys
day.
It.
Well, obviously people do. All right, here's a question for you. What is...
That was beans.
Fun fact.
What is the right way? I know what Kevin's answer is going to be on this. What is the right way to eat candy corn? In other words, do you eat it from the white end? Do you eat it from the yellow end? Or do you eat just the whole thing at once? Just pop the whole piece of candy corn in your mouth at one time?
I just mail it on to the next person. That's my answer.
How about you, others in the room? Do you guys have a preference?
I go from behind. I eat from the backside forward.
From the yellow side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you eat it?
Yeah.
Crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's great.
Yeah.
Allie?
It is... disgusting grossness in your mouth. Yeah. And I've had some gross stuff in my mouth.
Jensen, you are an outlier. Only 10% of people eat the wide yellow end first.
Oh.
And then it's basically...
That's because 90% don't eat it.
And then it's... Of the people who eat it, though, only 10% do it the Jensen way. 47% of people eat the whole piece of candy corn at once. 43% eat the white end first.
How big are these candy corn? Aren't they just small? Why are you not eating the whole thing?
I mean, that's the secondary motion.
Yeah,
why do you... do that.
How many bites does it take?
Well, 74? 35. Like, what's happening?
Small little baby corns.
But you know how
you make it last for like an hour?
But you know how people have their own preferred way of eating an Oreo cookie. Some people just bite right into it. Some people
very
like
different,
larger. But what I'm saying is, you can still have a strategy as you approach your food.
All right. Stop it.
Strategy.
Okay.
How do you do it, Bean?
I just eat the whole thing at one time.
Okay, thanks.
I don't. Okay, one more fun fact because
Stop it.
I thought I knew a lot about candy corn. This one blows my mind.
No!
It blows my mind.
They make candy corn all year long through product extension. Candy corn is produced for various holidays throughout the year, not just during Halloween. They have candy corn for Halloween. They have Indian corn for fall, which I have seen in that holiday mix.
Native American.
They have reindeer corn that they make that is white, red, and green for Christmas.
Stupid.
They have Valentine's Day candy corn, which is red, pink, and white. They have Easter bunny corn for Easter, obviously, purple, yellow, and white. And they have 4th of July candy corn, which is red, white, and blue. Have you ever seen any of those available anywhere?
No.
And do they all taste the same?
Yes, it's all the same plastic, of course.
I am a plastic/rubber. I am a year-round fruitcake fan, as you know. In fact, I had a delicious piece of fruitcake just last night after dinner.
Stop it.
But now I'm going to start ordering candy corn year-round because I didn't know you could get it for like the 4th of July.
Nobody gives a crap.
Did you find it online, Bean?
I haven't looked for it yet.
Great question.
I haven't looked for it yet. But I'm going to, believe me, that's the next step after this.
He's
so
hoarding.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
No, no, no.
All right, can we move on?
Yeah.
Whew, that was painful. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBicho, shall we?
This is not something we're going to like, nothing we're going to condone. It's not something we want to promote. This is not professionalism.
That is true. Chavo is going to be here in the 9 o'clock hour. Love that so much from System. We have things your partner wants you to get rid of. And it seems like we all have stories of something like that.
Wow. Well, Donna's is me.
Right.
So
sure.
I don't know where that's going to go.
Keep coming up with those really interesting facts.
I find this whole conversation triggering.
Right name, wrong person. You have the name of somebody that is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunate. We're going to talk to a guy named Mike Pence.
Oh, his life sure changed 3 years ago.
For example.
And by the way, you say unfortunate. Yeah. Even if it's somebody that you like, it's still a pain in the ass if you share a name with a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, agreed.
If your name is Will Ferrell, that's not a party for you, even though Will Ferrell is awesome. It's still something you have to deal with every time you do anything.
Yeah, correct. What's up with Boban? Is that how you say his name, Jensen?
Boban.
Boban?
Yep.
from the Clippers. He's 9'10".
Yes, that is the scientific number.
And his arms are just as long. It's an odd thing. People are dumb on the program today. And we also have Tuesday Bloody Tuesday, which is our blood drive. You go to Hollywood Park Casino today. It's hosted by Brad Williams and Beer Mug. And from 5:30 a.m., so 15 minutes ago, you could start giving blood until about 3 o'clock this afternoon. Get a bunch of prizes. Possibly. Not everybody's going to get a prize, we found out yesterday. But you go down and you give blood and you do the right thing. And we're going to check in with Beer Mug on that just after 6. Let's take a break. Let's come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
We're going to check in with Beer Mug and Brad Williams at Tuesday Bloody Tuesday. It's our annual blood drive this year at the Hollywood Park Casino. We'll talk to them in about 10 minutes or so here on K-Rock. First, though, Tuesday morning. Allie, what's happening?
Well, it's that time of the year that we all argue. Because none of us can decide on this, but really it's not completely up to us. But
okay.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has revealed the nominees for its class of 2019.
Okay. Mm.
So keep in mind that the top 5 vote getters are determined by a group of artists, historians, and music industry members, as well as a fan vote. And that will be announced in December. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Janet Jackson.
Now, so hold on a sec. These names sound familiar.
Right.
Really?
I'm saying some of them have been nominated before and were not voted in, so they're still on the ballot for a certain amount of time, right? How did Radiohead and Rage Against the Machine not get in first ballot, by the way?
That's ridiculous.
They were up against The Cars and Nina Simone and Dire Straits.
Really?
The Cars.
And those
Radiohead.
I was the only one last year that
Rage
said
against
absolutely the Cars should be in the Rock and Roll
We're not
Hall
saying
of
they
fame.
Shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. They shouldn't.
But so should Rage and Radiohead.
I'm saying
and
Radiohead.
And I think they will be one day.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let me just go through the list.
Okay. Sorry.
Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Janet Jackson, Roxy Music, Stevie Nicks, The Cure, and Def Leppard. Other finalists include Todd Rundgren, Rufus and Chaka Khan, LL Cool J, The Zombies, Devo, John Prine, MC5, and Kraftwerk.
And Harvey Danger.
No, just missed out. Yeah, maybe next year. So what do you guys think?
Well, Rufus and Chaka Khan, first of all. First ballot.
I mean, can you vote separately?
How many are we allowed to pick?
We are allowed to pick 5.
5.
Well, I think Radiohead and I think Rage Against the Machine.
Agreed.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because, look, my interpretation of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame may be different from other people, including the people who are in it and vote for it, is that you are an artist who has moved music forward. You are doing something different than anybody else has done. And that's why I look at somebody like Rufus and Chaka Khan and I go, they made some nice records, but they really are just kind of a standard R&B band. You know what I mean?
If you're saying moving music forward, doing something nobody's ever done, Kraftwerk has
yes,
to be in.
I agree.
Okay.
Sure. I would vote for Kraftwerk, absolutely. Yes.
And I would put LL Cool J again, like last year, and all of you said no. And the only person that agreed with me was the guest that day.
Mm, who was the guest?
And we rapped. We did
LL Cool J.
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson.
Yes. Oh. Yes. What say you, Jensen, about LL?
Oh, a pioneer. Mm-hmm. It changed music completely. He's a guy who has turned a music career into something that no one else has, which is like a 35. It's just him and Ice Cube.
Agreed.
The two guys who've turned the corner. He's a master.
I honestly don't think I would have thought that about LL.
Oh, he's the king. He's now sort of like a guy who's in terrible movies.
Maybe that's
stuff.
Why.
But like, you know, you're not voting on Lip Sync Battle LL. You're voting on Mama Said Knock You Out Radio Walk Like a
right
Panther.
Here. Yeah, sure. You're not voting on Lip Sync Battle LL.
Oh, yeah, everyone is told that.
But what about...
Oh, you and the tongue and the licking.
That's all he does is just massage his face with his big tongue every time he's on TV.
When you're spitting rhymes that heavy,
he's
get
got a giraffe tongue. How does he get anything out?
He does.
Is Kiss in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I believe so, yes.
They are.
Tongues are allowed.
I saw LL scratch behind his ears with his tongue the other day.
Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous. All right, I'm going to say... Yes, on LL Cool
J.
Well.
Okay.
That's
3.
So we agree, Kraftwerk, LL Cool J.
Radiohead and Rage Against the Machine, so that's 4.
I don't agree with those two now. They will
really?
Be in it someday, but I think
You've
others...
You've lost your damn mind.
Oh, no, they will be in it,
and
they deserve
be in it.
To be in it.
Right.
All right, who
Not
deserves
now.
To be in it more on this ballot?
You crazy.
Roxy Music.
No.
You crazy.
No.
I mean,
do you know who Roxy Music is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
They're good.
And they're good, yeah.
They're good, but there are thousands of good bands.
Mm-hmm. Like The Cure.
The Cure should be in there.
Yeah, I have that one in. Yeah, I think that might be mine.
I would put The Cure in there, too.
Okay.
I agree. Based on a 40-year career of excellent music.
Yes.
I would say yes on The Cure as well.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
She's not on that.
Ineligible. Ineligible.
Right now, yeah. Okay, so we can agree LL Cool J, Kraftwerk, The Cure, and then you guys are set with Rage and Radiohead.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Those are the top two, by the way.
Quite a five.
Okay. That's it's not about five.
It's a strong five.
I wouldn't be mad at that. Right. So that means we know it's going to be John Prine, MC5, the Zombies, and Todd Rundgren.
That is usually how it works. Yeah,
that's what we've established.
I'm just bummed I can't vote for Jess Rufus Kahn because he would easily make my five, but he's stuck with Shaka.
Shaka, right? Dragging him down.
That's so harsh. The Zombies, though, how do they keep making it on there? Like they had a.
They just
songs?
Won't die, Allie, the Zombies?
What?
I think it's once you're nominated, you're on for a certain number of years before you fall off. Just like the Baseball Hall of Fame, by the way. Exactly the same way it works.
Okay. Janet Jackson?
Come on, what
are you doing?
She didn't do anything new, revolutionary, move music forward.
Belly button, though? When she showed her belly button?
I mean, you don't get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for that.
Okay,
I don't think.
All right.
If you did, I'd be in it.
And Stevie Nicks, I thought, well, she should be. Oh, wait, Fleetwood Mac got in 1998. Take a seat, Stevie. That's what I said when I saw this list. No Def Leppard, though?
I mean,
to me, Def Leppard is the Cars. It's the same thing, which is they're fine.
But Bon Jovi got in last year.
He shouldn't have gotten in either. You know, I was very vehemently against that.
You were good with Nina Simone.
Yes.
Good with Dire Straits?
On the fence with Dire Straits. Leaning no.
The Moody Blues?
No.
The Cars? No. So Nina Simone is all you wanted agreed with last year.
I'm not super satisfied with the way these votes are going, but it's also not my Rock and Roll Hall
of
Fame.
Right, this is bogus, theirs. But they don't ask us.
They don't.
And they totally should.
Right.
Well, we could be part of the fan vote, but do you think that matters at all?
I think that's how Kiss got in, was the fan vote.
Really?
I do,
You
absolutely.
Think it swayed him that much?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Hey, Kiss Army represents, man.
I know. You've been a member since 1942.
Last day to register to be in the Kiss Army, by the way, is October 9th in California. I heard that on the news.
I think that's for voting.
I'm sorry.
Pretty sure that's for voting.
Goodness gracious. All right. Well, we came up with a solid five.
That's not bad.
We will see how that goes. Poor Rufus and Shaka Khan, though.
Come on, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
Go sit down with Stevie.
Right.
Some birthdays for you. Bobby Flay. Tony Shalhoub. Sharon Osbourne, Chris O'Dowd, Nick Swartzen, and Bella Hadid. What's her sister's name, Bean?
It's Gigi.
Not Gigi?
Bean for a long time said Gigi.
Oh. Well, I said it one time and you never let me forget.
Okay, fine.
All right, so that's what's happening.
That's it. And for the third consecutive season, the Dodgers advance to the National League Championship Series.
Third consecutive is pretty strong.
Yeah, the most in history, right? In Dodgers history.
Is that
true?
Three
in a row.
That surprises me with their storied history. Wow.
I might have made it up, but I think I heard that.
Dave, your thoughts?
I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
So you don't have any idea.
I don't know.
Okay, good.
I didn't feel like this series was ever in question. Even when it was a close game in the early innings yesterday, Dave, I had no doubt that the Dodgers had way more great hitters and way better pitchers. I mean, I think the Braves were super overmatched in this series, didn't you?
I did. But, man, if you were on Twitter during the Dodgers when they gave up that lead, whew, people were
rough.
Yeah, people were rough on the Dodgers, but the boys in blue came through, man.
They did. Hey, I had one question for you, Dave, because late in the game, I think there were two men on for the Braves, and one of their guys hit a home run that was a little bit foul.
Oh, my God,
I was listening on the radio, and I couldn't tell how close was that to practically tying the game up.
It was not close at all, but when it came off the bat, it was so... Like, I know Dodger fans will remember this, but it was kind of like when Matt Stairs hit it off of Jonathan Broxton. It was a booming fly ball that just happened to curve to the right and missed the foul pole by a lot. But it was scary for that quick instant
just
that it came off.
Like, oh, no.
Once it came off the bat, you're like... Everybody's heart stopped.
That's exactly what it was. So the Dodgers get a few days off, and then it's on to Milwaukee to play maybe the hottest team in baseball right now, the Milwaukee Brewers, who are just making everything look easy. They just swept the Rockies. So
when is game one?
Friday.
Okay. Yeah.
So we are, and by we, I mean the Dodgers are on the way, so congratulations, you guys. And for Manny Machado, in case you happen to be listening.
Make love to my buttocks, Manny.
I mean, congratulations on that three-run blast.
My boy. Is that how you congratulate him?
I guess, yeah.
It is, yes. All right, this is a, thank you, Dave. This is a big day for us. Every October, we do a blood drive, and it happens to be today. Tuesday, Bloody Tuesday blood drive is going on right now at the Hollywood Park Casino. In case you're wondering, by the way, I know there's a lot of questions about giving blood. The blood is going to the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, so you could not find a better steward for your blood. You go on down. We got tons of prizes. Let's find out more about it. Do we have a Brad Williams or our own beer mug on the phone right now?
Blah, blah, it's beer mugula, blah.
See, I thought we were going to find out more about it.
beer mugula. I understand that once again the Kevin Bean audience is representing, and they have turned out this morning for Tuesday Bloody Tuesday.
We already have a great turnout. Everybody is ready and willing to give up some bodily fluids right now.
I mean, it's not just any bodily fluid, though, right? It's blood.
It's in the name, just blood.
Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of very friendly, fresh faces this morning.
Okay, all right. Now, what are some of the prizes that you can win if you go down to give blood? Obviously, the reward of giving blood and saving a life is should be enough, but if you want a little something, what are you handing out?
All right, there's so many, I'm going to name them off really quick, so pay attention, okay? Here we go. We got Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights tickets, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Queen Mary's Dark Harbor, Six Flags Magic Mountain, System of a Down with Incubus, Halloween movie screening, K-Rock's No Limit Comedy Night with our own Brad Williams, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Desert Days, Emo Night, Nitro Circus, and L.A. Comic Con.
What was number two? I missed my number two.
I'm not going to repeat the list, Kevin.
That's unbelievable. And what's the situation like for people who haven't been to the Hollywood Park Casino in terms of parking, in terms of where you are in the hotel? How easy are you to find?
It's free parking in the structure right next to the casino. You can't miss us in the front. There's a line in front. Everybody is a lot of helpful people here helping everybody out if you don't know where to go. And, it's a good time. Oh, I had Dracula Dave earlier, and he wanted to let you guys know, and everybody who wants to come down and give blood, that ink work is okay, as long as it was done in a professional setting. No prison tattoos or garage tattoos.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Now Kevin can't give blood.
Right?
Yeah, now what's Kevin going to do with his prison neck tattoo?
All right, so tattoos are now okay if done professionally and healed. You have to be 18 years old or older, although if you're 16 or 17, by the way, as long as you have a parent consent form, you can donate blood as well. Minimum weight, 110.
Oh, mugs, bummer.
Mugs, thank God there's no maximum weight, otherwise you wouldn't be able to give blood.
How dare you?
And here's something else, by the way, is a lot of people think, well, I can't go because I'm on cholesterol medicine or I'm on birth control or something like that. Most common medications are completely allowed. That will not impact your ability to give blood.
What about the weed?
That's a good question.
What about the weed? It's okay. We don't condone it, but we don't exclude from it.
He says it's okay. They don't condone it, but they don't exclude it.
We heard him. He's 1 foot from you.
Okay.
By the way, he calls himself Dracula Dave, and he's lecturing us about weed. He's drinking blood. Come on.
Hey, beer mug, what if I went to the Dominican Republic 2 months ago?
As long as it wasn't a malaria zone, as long as there was no malaria in the Dominican Republic while you were there, you're fine.
How do I know?
That's easy to know. You just guess.
Okay.
By the way, that's a very specific question, Allie, for our listeners. I'm not sure how many that's going to impact.
Like six.
All right. So recapping, K-Rock Tuesday Bloody Tuesday blood drive is going on right now and throughout all of the Kevin and Bean Show and beyond at the Hollywood Park Casino. Hey, briefly, Muggs, where is that for folks who don't know? Obviously, they'll punch it into their phone, but give us a general idea of where it is.
We are on Century Boulevard, Jack. 3883 Century West Century Boulevard.
Can we just put him on the phone? Or
here's Dracula Davis.
Thank you. All right, good.
We're two blocks east of Prairie Avenue on 3883 West Century Boulevard,
okay.
Right under the flight path of LAX.
Okay, perfect. That makes it sound even more enticing. People to stop by. Hey, thank you once again for working with K-Rock this year for the blood drive. I hope we I know we will have a bunch of people show up, and I hope we get a lot of blood for Cedars-Sinai. Thanks, Dave.
Let me tell you something. All the people hard working at K-Rock here who have been up since, I don't know, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., incredible folks here once again, Kevin and Bean. You have an awesome staff, and we're very appreciative. We're grateful. All the people here are lining up. Say hi, you guys.
He's so much.
Awesome. I mean, we love you guys.
Didn't sound great, but you're so much better than Muggs.
Come on down.
Yeah. All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later in the day. Thanks, sir.
You got it.
So much great stuff to give away this week on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ron Beckel from Covina just won his tickets to Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. We got those for you every hour on the show. And if you go to KRock.com, you can register for a chance to see the Gorillas in the HD Radio Sound Space at KRock coming up on October the 19th. By the way, they're cartoons, right?
Yes.
All right, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I saw a great article, and I'm very deeply in love with this woman, and you'll find out why in a moment. Diana Chamorro is her name. She's a goer, and she lives in Colombia. And God bless her for having this happen to her and not receding in shame and vowing to never tell another soul. She put it up on YouTube.
All right.
And she's awesome because she was looking for lip balm one night. She does not like having dry lips. And she came across a mysterious pink substance that she holds up to the camera. And she immediately applied it to her lips without checking the label. Mm-hmm. Now, the topic is, you use the wrong product for something.
Use the wrong product.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Because if you're not paying attention, it's easy to take a birth control pill instead of a vitamin. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot. It's easy to make those mistakes. It is.
It's not.
How is it not easy? I mean, if you're not keeping really good track of what you're putting in your mouth, then it would be easy to make a mistake like that. So she thought it was lip balm, you guys. What it was instead is something called an anal relaxer.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry?
What?
I'm sorry, what? What's an anal relaxer?
Well, Kevin, sometimes when mommy and daddy want to have a little backdoor fun.
Oh, that's really I yeah. want to Google it and have that in my browser in case I died.
Yeah, it relaxes the whole area back there for.
So what does that do to her lips?
Probably relaxed them.
Her lips fell asleep, you guys.
That's what
it did. Her lips fell asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, now that I know what the anal relaxer is, I'm very curious why this is so hilarious to her and her mother, who is in the room with her as she is recording.
Moms.
This is the other thing I'm wondering. If it was Diana's, wouldn't she have recognized the container that it was in if it was her anal relaxer? So, Dave, you could be right. It could be mom's. All right, so here's a little bit of the video. You'll see how hilarious she found this, and the rest of the world did too. I think this has like 15 million views already over the course of the last couple of days. By the way, it is in Spanish, but here she is breaking the news, because she's Colombian. Here she is breaking the news that the thing that she's holding up is actually anal relaxer.
Esto es un relajante anal.
I love her.
Put it on her mouth. The moment I put it on, I could not feel my mouth anymore. So, guys, if you're going to use something or take something, go ahead and check so it doesn't happen to you. Wow. Which is a great PSA, I think, for Diana to share with the rest of the world. But her mom is behind her in the video, and she is just laughing, too.
Yeah, that's weird, too.
That's an awesome family. I want to party with them.
Well, you want to party with one of them.
We just don't know which one yet. Right.
You could all be relaxed.
So what I'm saying is, how awesome is she for putting that up, by the way?
She's great for that.
For sharing Absolutely. That with the rest of the world. And I know we don't have time right now, but we may have to do a phone topic here very soon on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you have used the wrong product for something, Dave, I understand it happened to you.
Listen, yeah, I feel her pain. When I was younger, I had some cousins come stay in our house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they brought their stuff over, and I was taking a shower, and I used this product, and...
For what?
to wash my hair.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I was talking about, I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, this shampoo was weird. It was really just like wet and like it just didn't work really well.
Didn't lather?
No. Okay. It didn't soap up, nothing. Yeah. And I was like, it's really weird. What did you get?
And how old are you at this point, Dave?
You know, I was like 14, 15.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And she's like, what did you use? And I show her the bottle. It was douche.
Oh,
I got news for you. It wasn't douche. You were douche.
Yeah. Oh, man.
How fresh did your hair feel,
though? Oh, it was so clean and silky.
Yeah. I'm a sweaty pot.
What? Jensen, you're getting married next month.
I am.
What's your first dance song going to be?
That's a very good question. I think
because that was Kevin's, the one we just played.
I don't think we need to make fun of me every time.
So, and I'm not kidding. So I was just curious if you've given it a. Could you find a more depressing song to dance to?
How dare you? The song about Eric Clapton's son.
Okay. Tears in heaven.
Tears in heaven. Yeah, that's probably worse.
That's a good choice. All right, it's a Tuesday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Shavo from System of a Down joins us later on this morning, and we'll be giving away some tickets for their upcoming show as well. First, though, time for People Are Dumb.
Dumb. Now, listen, I don't pick the stories. All right, actually, I do, actually. But these stories are very much butt-centric.
Oh.
These are all about the butt.
All right.
Okay.
Just happened that way. I didn't plan it.
Any anal relaxer involved in any of them?
I don't believe so, but I'm not positive about one of them.
Okay.
Who was smuggling drugs. Maybe that was a necessary way to do it. Let's start with plants but no pants. Florida man gardens in the nude. A Florida man's neighbors are complaining because he does all of his gardening in the nude. And they showed a picture on the news. He's literally just standing in the front yard gardening naked.
Come on, sir.
How is that even news in Florida, by the way?
Right?
I just assume that's what most people do in Florida.
The angry residents told news outlets that they've called the sheriff's office, but the man continues to work naked. Here's a report.
He'd be out there working on his car, opens the garage door up, stands there, works on his car, old Camaro he's got in there.
The man will even do yard work completely exposed.
Everyone says that's just crazy, you know? It is.
Amy Canterbury is a mother of six. Her kid's bus stop is across the street from the man's home. She does not see a problem with him letting it all hang out.
I mean, what a roller coaster of emotions.
So, everybody else is mad except for the mother of six.
What? Well,
and her kid's all six bus stop is right across the street from Naked Man.
Yeah, I'm worried about her.
She has six kids. She's no stranger to being naked herself.
I mean, I guess that's true, yes. The next one is police man arrested for hiding counterfeit bills in his buttocks.
Sure.
Why can't they just say butt? I don't understand that. This comes out of Nashville. A man was arrested on drug charges after a traffic stop. According to Nashville police, he was speeding along First Avenue when officers tried pulling him over. They said he refused to get out of the car and turned his car back on and then tried to drive away. And they stopped him from doing that, and they found marijuana and a Viagra pill inside his car.
He was ready.
After a search, Mitchell was also found hiding five fake $100 bills in his buttocks.
Five stuff.
Now I have a question for you guys. Is it possible to have the dollar bills in between, or would it have to be, inside?
I think you could. Yeah, I think you could.
Yeah, you could clench.
Yeah,
clench
with your pants. Right. He wasn't making change.
That's true. The next one is a Tennessee inmate. Arraigned on charges of escaping, breaking back into Morgan County Prison. Tennessee prison inmate pleaded guilty on Tuesday to charges he escaped from Morgan County Correctional Complex only to attempt to sneak back in days later with a load of items to sell to the prisoners on the black market. Robert Fusco is 37 years old. He was among eight people that were arrested, including guards and some of his fellow prisoners. He escaped on January 5th and then tried to break back inside. And he said that he kept all of the items, quote, and again, I'm going to need you guys' help, under his groin.
How big is his groin?
But is that...
In the neither nor?
Is that butts?
No, I think that's the... Groin, that's, yeah. I mean... I don't want to test the dump button here, but the taint?
The taint?
I think so.
He's tainting that stuff right into the prison. Can that be used as a verb?
I don't know.
I'm not positive. Sure. And finally, a woman arrested for burglary, accused of stealing cash, car keys, and pooping in an Oklahoma City University fraternity house.
Wait, what?
Oklahoma City, a woman was arrested for burglarizing an Oklahoma City University fraternity house Sunday night. Melissa Lenz, 25, was arrested shortly after police were called to the fraternity. They left the front door open. She was a stranger. She just walked in, wandered around the fraternity. She went into a specific room, found someone's wallet, took over $300 in cash and his car keys, and then pulled down her pants in the middle of the room and pooped.
So they left the back door open, too.
Right. When the student returned to the room, she dropped her ID card and screamed and pulled up her pants and ran out.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So she left her ID card in the room next to the poo.
Yeah.
That's why she's dumb. So then she tries to run. She goes downstairs. The police are called. She jumps out a window. But they find her so easily because she left her ID right next to her deposit.
I don't like it.
You don't like any of these? Mm-hmm. That is People Are Dumb. Woo! Am I right?
Yes.
That's how you want to wake up.
You gotta quit bringing in your own records, Kevin. I'm serious. Let the professionals handle it.
That song is the bubonic plague of sound.
Okay, I don't know if we go that far. Hey, we'll check in with Brad Williams along with Beer Mug out there at the Hollywood Park Casino for this year's blood drive coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Give you all the details if you want to join them at the Hollywood Park Casino. Give a little blood, save some lives, get some prizes. First, Allie is here on a Tuesday morning with What's Happening.
You know that I love Liam Neeson.
Yes,
sure.
And I'm going to click on any Liam Neeson story.
He's one of your...
He's my top five.
He's on your list, yeah.
He's top three for sure.
All right.
I love him so much. And then I read this story and I thought, I don't know if it makes me love him more or question his sanity.
Hmm.
So he insists that a former coworker recognizes him, which wouldn't be hard to understand. He's one of the most recognizable actors out there. But the coworker in question can't confirm it because that coworker is a horse.
I'm sorry?
Wow. So he's on the set of the new Coen Brothers film, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. And here's his quote. I play a traveling impresario. We filmed in New Mexico. The odd thing is the horse who pulls my wagon knew me. You won't believe it. I'm saying the horse knew me. He actually remembered me from another Western we made a while back.
Wow, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
So he goes on to explain that when he did the other film, he would bring that horse apples and really spent some time with the horse, got to know him. But he truly feels that this horse recognized him. Do you believe that to be true?
I do. Cows recognize people. Mm-hmm.
How about that donkey you had?
Donkey's not as much.
Okay.
But... That was a very painful memory. You just ripped a scab off.
How long did you have the donkey?
About 20 years.
Found it a different home.
Well, yeah.
Went to visit.
Yes, I did.
Didn't recognize
him. Had no idea who I was. Didn't care.
Okay.
That's the best. Completely moved on. And the worst part about it, and thanks again, Allie.
No problem.
The worst part about it is I drove 800 miles to visit him.
Holy crap.
Not an exaggeration. 800 miles way up into Canada. And the entire time in my mind, I'm picturing us running toward each other in a field in slow motion and then hugging each other like those videos you see of the lions who come across the person that raised them. And he could not have cared less. About
me. You had the donkey for 20 years.
20 years is a long time.
How long in between since you gave it up and the first time you saw it?
Oh, it was about 18 months.
Because
I wanted to go visit the donkey rescue where he was living out his senior years.
I got news for you. That donkey was thinking, please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me. Please don't look at me.
He's thinking, I finally got away from you.
Oh, that's really
sad.
He
knew who you were.
I love that Bean was so ready to believe Liam Neeson. Then he's like, oh, wait.
I was so excited. By the way, I do believe that horses would recognize people that they spent time with. Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. But what Liam is saying that the horse did recognize.
recognize him, right?
He said absolutely. Okay. Yeah. It wound up whinnying and started stomping his little hoof.
I think nice. I believe that.
Okay.
That's a cute story.
Yeah. Right? So we don't want him to rein it in? He doesn't seem unstable?
No.
Thanks, Chip.
Oh, total, I heard it, but I just wasn't going to give you the credit for it.
No horse puns this early? All right.
I don't know who you are. Mm-hmm.
Go on.
But I have a specific set of skills.
Do you want to take me with your specific skills? All right. Sorry. I just had a whole scenario play through in my head. That was fun. Hey, Kanye West will reportedly visit the White House on Thursday.
Yeah! It's all good then.
Kids, I don't know if you want to.
Well, I think the kids have heard the rumor that Mike Pence is off the ticket for 2020 and Kanye's on.
Oof. He is set to meet with Donald Trump and his son-in-law / senior advisor, Jared Kushner. They're expected to focus on criminal justice, and that should be an interesting chat. By the way, Kanye West over the weekend deleted his social media again.
All of it?
Yeah.
I think he got a lot more blowback to his Saturday Night Live appearance than he expected.
How can he...
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And do you really think he is the one that removed himself from social media?
Oh, I believe...
Mommy-in-law stepped in and said, you are ruining our brand.
Really? I believe 100% that Kanye does whatever Kanye wants to do, and he doesn't listen to anybody else. I really do.
I would believe either.
Yeah. He did say he is off his medication, so there's no telling. It's all a very interesting timeline we're living in, is all I'm saying. Ooh, this is a really interesting thing. Kevin, you've often talked about how you're super interested in the songwriting process.
Yes.
How they do it.
Start me from too. Nothing, end up with a song. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Well, listen to this. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's online creative platform, Hit Record, or Hit Record, not sure. Either way, they're teaming up with YouTube to give fans of Grammy-nominated rapper Logic a chance to help him create a new song. He's going to produce a beat along with a few lyrics, and then he's going to post that to the creative platform and then open invite to anybody that then wants to build on the project. So fans can add to the song, playing an instrument, writing lyrics, singing vocals. And then after all those submissions have been made, Logic will then select the sounds, the collaborators, and which direction the song will take.
I'd just like to say that if you're going to send it out and have all people do all of the work, I could write a song that way.
It's a very lazy way to write a song,
it really is, but you're also going to see how he puts it all together, which is pretty interesting.
Right, but I could also put it together. It's coming up with it that seems difficult, which he's farming out.
Tell you what, Kevin, maybe you produce a beat with a few lyrics.
All right.
We send it out to our listeners.
All right.
They add to it. You pick who you want to collab with. Acoustic Christmas. Who's with me?
I don't know. Right until the end there. I'm not positive we'll be ready for Acoustic
Maybe
Christmas.
Maybe just a segment. All right. Just a segment. That would be really interesting to see because you're really good when you start editing sounds together and doing all that. I think you could come up with a beat.
I like that.
I don't know if you know. I've got a guy in the other room who could write some lyrics.
Sure. Yeah.
Hey, have I just been bumped as the opening act with my ukulele for Acoustic Christmas?
Oh, God, no.
Collaboration.
Collab.
I'll send the beat to you as well, Bean, and then you can add your ukulele part.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be sad if that's the one you didn't pick? You're like, I'm going with Jim from Anaheim. And Bean's like, womp womp.
I guarantee that's what will happen.
Jim's playing the bassoon. Sorry, Bean, no room.
I think we need to look into this, though. That would be a really funny segment.
It could be a really funny segment.
And it will be.
All right.
All right. Some birthdays for you. Sharon Osbourne, Nick Swardson, Chris O'Dowd, Bella Hadid, Bobby Flay, and Tony Shalhoub. And that's what's happening.
Big news for us Jack White fans, by the way. They announced yesterday that the Raconteurs will have a new album coming out in 2019 and two new songs coming soon.
All right.
It's been like 10 years or something like that since the last Raconteurs, and I love those guys. All right. Shall we head out to the Hollywood Park Casino?
Yes, we should.
Tuesday, Bloody Tuesday. The blood drive is in full effect going on throughout the show today. Tons of prizes just for coming down and giving blood. We talked to Beer Mug, who's out there last hour, and I believe our friend Brad Williams is on the phone right now. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great, and thank you for being down there today. I know this is where you have your No Limit Comedy Night, so you're very familiar with the Hollywood Park Casino, but look around and tell us what you see this morning.
Oh, my God. We see there's so many people here. They're up early. They're giving blood. I see a guy wearing a Slayer shirt. I think he just heard blood and he showed up.
That's possible, yeah. That's possible.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to give blood, Brad? A serious question, because you have so little. I was just curious if they would even...
I'm not. They think dwarfism is contagious. And B... I'm actually too light. If I give blood, I won't make it.
I won't make it.
Oh yeah, that's right. There is a 110. Oh, though, Brad, you okay? You there?
Okay. I'm up.
A 110 pound weight minimum, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's the problem for you.
So if you are one of those waif Instagram models, maybe don't come down here to donate blood. Sorry. They keep trying to get blood out of me. It's not working, guys.
Now, here's the other question I have for you, Brad, and then we'll ask you to tell people where you guys are located. Okay.
I'll get up.
And that is, have you been able to keep Beer Mug away from the free juice and cookies?
No.
That's a great question.
There is a group of people, there is a staff of amazingly trained nurses to extract the blood, and then we have a separate staff that's just keeping Beer Mug away from the snacks.
Sounds about right.
Wow.
Plenty of parking is available on-site and free for blood donors. They're on Century Boulevard in Inglewood, 3883 West Century Boulevard, Inglewood. And you don't have to pre-register or anything like that. You just grab your picture ID, go on down, and they'll answer all the questions that you have about it. And it is it's a beautiful thing to see people. And we say this all the time about the Kevin Bean listeners. When you ask them to show up, Brad, they show up. Am I right?
They do, and as if saving lives wasn't enough of an incentive, we've been giving away prizes. We've given away System of a Down tickets with Incubus. We've got Nightmare Before Christmas tickets. We got even tickets to my comedy show right here at the Hollywood Park Casino, K-Rock's No Limit Comedy Night, which is going to be October 24th.
All right.
Fantastic news. Yes, and we even have a Red Wings fan here that tried. She tried to give blood. We turned her away because we don't want to infect other people and make them Red Wings
You're
fans.
You're doing good work.
She wore her Red Wings Snuggie, and I said, oh, no, there will be none of that.
Nice.
Go Ducks.
All right, Brad.
And by go Ducks, you mean go Kings, but go ahead.
All right, we're not going to be Ducks. Able to settle that one here. Thank you for the good work down there. It's happening throughout the show this morning, and you get all the details at krock.com. We'll talk to you later, Brad. Thanks again, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Got a Ducks fan out there. I mean, the enemy of your friend is your enemy, right? Is that how it goes?
The enemy of your friend is your enemy.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
Okay, something like that. All right. I knew it didn't sound right. It is a terrible time to be named Brett Kavanaugh, a Kentucky man says in a viral tweet. This guy, it was everywhere over the weekend. That's the entirety of his tweet. It's a terrible time to be named Brett Kavanaugh. What is it like when you're going through life and your name is Brett Kavanaugh and it means nothing to anybody, and then all of a sudden you can't go anywhere or say anything or do anything without people commenting on your name?
Yeah, this happens with people who commit crimes. All of a sudden you're named, you have the same name as somebody who killed other people, did horrible things, and you have that same name. That's got to suck.
It's got to suck. And like I was saying earlier, it doesn't necessarily have to be a negative situation, a name, a controversial name that people may have an opinion on, but it could just be, anyone who is famous. If your name were Liam Neeson, that's something you got to deal with.
I don't know. I'd accept that.
You'd be fine with that, right?
Yes, I am.
So Brett Kavanaugh tweets that out, the other Brett Kavanaugh, not the Supreme Court justice. And then the follow-up to that is from somebody named Mike Pence, who tweets, "Welcome to the club, brother." So what's Mike Pence's life been like? Well, believe it or not, we're about to find out, because Mike is on the phone with us right now here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys.
Hilarious response to Brett Kavanaugh's tweet, but this is something you've been dealing with, for about 3 years now, I guess?
Yeah, ever since. I've been vaguely aware of this guy ever since he was in office in Indiana. And then when Trump named him as vice president candidate, my world sort of came undone.
And tell us about that. What was that like for you as he was in the news every single day, all the time? I mean, do people always want to talk to you about it and about him?
I mean, everywhere I go, you know, what was weird initially was all of a sudden I'm on, not me, but my name is on all the late night shows. Mike Pence this, Mike Pence that.
Right.
And all the comments are like terrible, you know, but it's my name. But, you know, everywhere I go, like when I'm crossing the border, people comment on it. When I'm buying dinner, anything. I mean, it's inevitable.
How many times are you crossing the border? Just for the record.
Well, my wife's Canadian.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, a few times a year.
Gotcha.
How many passports do you have, Mike? I'm following up here.
Mike Pence is only one of his names.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I have that one, and then my other one. I don't have a joke. I don't have a good joke.
you're as funny as the other Mike Pence. All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
let me ask you this, Mike, and that is, so often it has happened, and it happened to this poor guy Brett Kavanaugh, where people assume they find you on social media and they assume you're the person they're trying to reach. Do you sometimes get social media messages that are intended for the vice president?
It has happened. I definitely, and it's never from the people. It sucks. What's not been great is that it's usually from supporters, and I'm not a supporter. So the messages tend to not be of a subject matter that I'm into.
Do you ever respond?
Well, one time a woman emailed me who definitely, definitely thought that she was emailing the vice president.
Sure.
And, you know, she had all sorts of complaints about, you know, it was definitely very clear that it was some sweet old lady. But, you know, questions and comments about the state of the country. And I wrote her back, basically. I didn't go all in on it, but I just was like, yeah, I agree with you. Sounds good. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, you made her day. That's very sweet of you.
You should have put P.S. Yeah. I was wrong about the gays.
And it was very funny because, you know, with Brett Kavanaugh tweeting and then Mike Pence on the phone tweeting, then Susan Collins, who shares a name with the senator from Maine, then she weighs in on it. And then Michael Cohen, the attorney, weighs in on it. And then Christine Ford, who is accusing Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, everybody involved in this whole news cycle right now is just wreaking havoc with people who share their names. But it sounds like you got a good sense of humor about it, man. And look, he's only going to be in for 6 more years, dude.
I mean, you know, what makes me especially nervous is, you know, he's just one impeachment or whatever away from being the president. So
yeah.
I'm just hoping that my name
good times
go down in history as much as I fear it
might. Have you thought of changing your name?
No.
Okay. All right. Take it easy. It's just a question.
No, I'm the good Mike Pence. I got to reclaim it. I got to make it honest. And I got to make it, you know, I got to reclaim it and make it an honorable name.
All right.
By the way, that is Mike's Twitter handle, Good Mike Pence, if you want to check him out. All right. We appreciate you jumping on with us. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. I appreciate it, guys.
Bye. Remind me another time to tell you about the conversation I had with my wife last night about changing my name. I'm serious.
You're serious about changing your name?
I'm thinking about changing my name, yeah. All right, so we are looking for you, the Kevin and Bean listener, who share a name with a famous or a notorious person, okay? We've done this. It's been 2 or 3 years since the last time we did it, but I still remember talking to Tom Cruise. I still remember talking to a lot of listeners with unfortunate names. It can be good people, but it's still a pain in the ass because you share a name with them. So
now, there was a Michael Jackson out there, for example.
And by the way, that has to be a very common name. Jackson's one of the most common last names in America. Michael's one of the most common first names. I'm sure there are lots of Michael Jacksons. I wouldn't do it to my kid, but apparently a lot of people did. So 1-800-52... Huh? Yeah?
Out of curiosity, does Donna want you to change it to Stryker?
No.
Because that's taken. Okay.
I wanted to... All right, we'll save it for another time.
Sorry. All right.
1-800-520-1067. You share a name with a famous person. We want to talk to you next on Care. So we just talked to a Kevin and Me listener named Mike Pence. You see what his life is like now. Kevin, you heard from Eric Estrada on Twitter. From 310, my brother's name is Aaron Hernandez. His social media blew up when he got arrested and during the trial, as you can imagine.
Probably not getting any more.
No, not so much anymore. It slowed down in the last couple of years.
Odd. He's still hanging around, though.
I mean, I was bad, and then you just took a running jump.
Way We're going to get right to your calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you share a name with a celebrity, Jensen, you came up with Taylor Swift, 31 years old, lives in Seattle. He says he gets between 5 and 10 emails every week intended for the other Taylor Swift. There's a folder they go into because, honestly, at this point, it's pretty commonplace. I don't think too much about it, but nearly all of them are some variation of, oh, my God, you're so pretty, and I love you.
Great.
That's what is in his email. So he's been getting my emails. Okay.
He's living the life.
All right, let's talk to our friend Adrian Gonzalez, shall we? He's on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Adrian.
What's up, Kevin? Hey, Kevin and Bean, how are you guys?
We are good, thank you.
So does it make you sad to not be playing for the Dodgers right now?
Dude, I'm a lifelong Dodger fan. By the way, Mama Muggs, please don't call. No, don't be mad.
Yeah, because whatever we're doing right now, not talking to her is working, so we'll keep going with that.
Thank you. I get messages all the time. Like, during baseball season or whenever there's Adrian Gonzalez news, I get, like, an email like, hey, man, we need you back on the Dodgers. Why the F are you with the Mets? I had a kid call and, hey, can you help me with my swing? I have a kinesiology degree from Cal State Fullerton, so I was able to, like, say, like, hey, this is, like, your proper swing technique.
You actually could help him.
I'm not that guy.
So it sounds like you're not all that mad about it because you admired Adrian Gonzalez and you're big Dodgers fans, so it's kind of cool?
It's kind of cool. I do get, like, the hateful ones. The hateful ones make me laugh the most. Like when he played for Boston, I get, like, a Yankees message.
Sure.
Like a Yankees fan message, and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to show this to my brothers, and we're going to, like, drink beer and laugh about it because it's hilarious.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're handling it well. Thank you, Adrian. We appreciate the call. Let's go to line three. Let's say hi to John Hinckley Jr., who, as far as I'm concerned, it's not his fault.
John Hinckley Jr.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. Hi, Allie.
Hi, John.
John, how old are you?
45.
Oh, so you predate the man who tried to kill President Reagan.
It's his dad.
I do. I got to spare all the social media grief, but let's just say when we go to restaurants, that was definitely a head turner to have that last name.
Oh, my God. That's great. John Hinckley Jr. is my name. That's awesome. They'd be afraid not to seat you.
Was it?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this seriously. Are you a married guy? Was that a conversation you had to have with your fiance about that name and her taking it?
Well, it wasn't specifically on that. The story's actually a little weirder with my family because he did that to impress Jodie Foster. My mom's birthday is the same day and year as Jodie Foster.
Your All mom right. is Jodie Foster.
Is okay. your mom Jodie Foster?
No, my mom is not Jodie Foster.
That's a weird thing
That's
for them
a weird
to do.
Yeah, that is very weird. All right, John, keep
they
doing
hate
what
you,
doing.
John.
Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it. Hey, can I interest you in someone even worse than John Hinckley Jr.? Say hello to Hugo Chavez, who joins us now on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Hugo.
Hey, good morning, party people.
How's that going?
Sorry, I just went through a tunnel. What was that?
I said, how's that going being named Hugo Chavez?
So I first started when I was little, you know, I was a little kid, like, I don't know, maybe 10. I got my first, you know, older person asking me, you know, you have the name of a dictator. I'm like, no, I don't. Yeah, he's a dictator from Venezuela. At the time, I didn't even know what Venezuela was. And I was just like, what? You know, as I get older, I keep getting, you know, these older people telling me the same thing, you know, hey, it's a famous dictator name, you know, you're doing a lot of horrible things in Venezuela. And I'm just like, wow, okay, thanks.
That's odd that they would feel like they need to inform you of that.
All right, because you would pretty much know it.
Exactly.
It's a weird move.
Yeah, I know.
But,
the funny thing is...
Yeah, go ahead.
The funny thing is that I have an uncle. I was named after my uncle, so his name's also Hugo Chavez. And, you know, he's a little, you know, he has kids all over the place. And every single time he has a kid with a new lady, it's always Hugo Chavez. So he's a little kid.
Wow.
Always getting those names, those comments as well.
Pretty sweet.
That is funny. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be only older people at this point because young people don't know anything about him. So it will eventually fade away. Exactly right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. You guys want to talk to Lisa Lopez? She's on line 8.
Sure. Please. Why not? Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Hi, Kevin and Bean.
Lisa Lopez.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm a longtime listener. I go back to the Richard Blade and the Poor Man days. So
wow.
Really
that was the last time K-Rock had a good morning show, if you want my opinion. Thank you, Lisa.
So how often does somebody make a left eye joke with you?
Almost every day, several times a week. It's been happening, obviously, for about 20 years now. I know when I was in community college in my 20s, I had a professor taking roll, and he said, Lisa Lopez, oh, wait, left guy's in this class, and started looking for me. My hubby is a Falcons fan, so, you know, she burned down Andre Rison's house, yeah. So those jokes.
Good times.
Lisa, what about your friends?
my friends? What about them?
Well, say it, Allie. Say it.
A real Mark Wahlberg moment there.
She just got it now.
It's not my type of music at all. So all right. It's just, yeah. I'm K-Rock. It goes right over my head sometimes.
Understood.
Good times.
All right. You are awesome, Lisa Lopez. Thanks for finally calling in. Thanks for listening for so long.
Look. I know that very soon the attention of the basketball-loving public is going to be on LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. But you're forgetting something.
Yes, we're the L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers number one.
You're forgetting about Boban Mania, you guys.
I mean,
Boban Mania.
But define number one.
What's number one? What do you mean?
I mean, in that song. L.A. Clippers number one. I don't understand.
Oh, number one. Okay. At people that we are singing about in this particular song.
Yes, okay. They're there. Gotcha.
Right. Jensen is a lifelong Clippers fan, and he alerted us to the fact that we have been late to the party on Boban Marjanovic, who I guess played with the Clippers some last year, and they're expecting big things out of him this year, right?
Yeah, I mean, even hearing lifelong Clippers fan, that really bummed me out.
It should.
I have
It's
over...
a terrible team to be a lifelong fan of.
I agree. For three decades, I have been disappointed by the same team over and over again. But I think when we're talking about new stars to Los Angeles, we're putting the attention on the wrong guy.
LeBron James is the wrong guy.
Oh, you don't know about Boban yet.
All right, tell me about Boban.
Boban is 30 years old. He's Serbian. He's 7'3". And when I tell you that his proportions are insane, please trust me.
Okay.
There is a photo on the internet, if you even typed in Boban handshake, that's all you have to do. All you have to do is put that in. He used to play on the San Antonio Spurs. He was shaking the hand of an announcer, and his hand completely engulfed that man's hand to where you can no longer see it. Allie just caught it.
Oh, my God.
He's engulfing a man's hand.
He's got bear paws.
He has full claws, just big lobster claws that work as basketball hands.
I mean, it's the guy's hand, most of his wrist. It's up his forearm.
Yeah, it basically takes to his full shoulder almost. And he has, I mean, listen, I'm in love with Boban so that I can say these things.
Okay.
He has very crazy ears.
Okay.
Don't make fun of people's ears.
No, listen. These are different, big-eared man.
Are they Dumbo ears?
No, they're crunched a bit. Can you do me a favor, Allie, just so we can watch your reaction, I can explain it. Type in Boban ears. They look like crumpled blankets. To explain them, the best part about him is he's this optimistic, loving, exciting guy who probably had a terrible childhood of being made fun of.
I mean, imagine being that big and having some of those features when you're in high school.
Yeah. Like,
I'm sure he played basketball, but...
For example, he's
9 inches taller than I am.
Yeah.
Guys.
Right.
Very easy joke here.
7'3".
If I knew him in high school, I'd say, you know what? Boban's not his name. That's the name of the doctor who made him. That's an easy joke. I could do that as he passes me in the hallway. He'd probably kill me.
Sure.
In 2015, he played on the San Antonio Spurs. In 2016 to 2019, he was on the Pistons. Then he joined the Clippers just recently.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about him for the last 4 years.
You should, because before every game, he dances.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yep, he dances. He does kind of cool moves from, like, 2018 hip-hop. He'll do, like, the Soulja Boy dance, too. He'll do all these cute, like, make it rain things, but he doesn't make a big deal out of it. He's just sort of in the corner having a great time.
He's just feeling it?
Yeah, he's a loving dude who plays Fortnite.
My friend Allison taught him how to do the backpack kid dance.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's incredible.
That's a strange sentence.
Really?
And the fact that I even like him is crazy because we got him in the Blake Griffin deal, who was my favorite basketball player. Mm-hmm. We traded him, and that hurt my soul. But we got this Boban machine of love in return. He's adorable. For example, recently on a basketball program, they asked him to do his best impression of the Wicked Witch of Wizard of Oz, and this is what he did.
I see Boban has found the room.
Oh, hey,
that's
sorry,
the car. Sorry, that's the wrong one.
This is the Wicked Witch clip. Can we play that?
Yep.
Okay, here we are.
I will get you, my pretty and your little dog, too.
All right, he's a little weird.
He's adorable.
I didn't know he did impressions.
No, here's a commercial he did in San Antonio when he played for the Spurs for a car lot.
So there's a guy talking, and he's sitting in
yes.
the car. Okay.
I see Boban has found the roomy 8-passenger Nissan Armada.
This sound system is awesome.
Okay, Boban.
Yeah.
What? By the way, he's dancing in that one, too.
Yeah.
Sort of car dancing.
Yeah.
The best. And recently, in case you thought that Kevin couldn't relate to him at all, recently he was given a compliment about a web series he's been doing for the Clippers, which I recommend highly with Tobias Harris, another player on
What's
the team.
What's it called?
Toby and Boba? Toby and Bobby? Very
okay.
name. Listen, it's very hard to pronounce anything involving Boban. And so this is a response to a normal compliment that was given to him.
I appreciate that because you say you like it. And I think like we try to improve our friendship like over the camera. This like just to bring positive energy and like to bring like people like really like smile on the face and like because we already have that like our friendship. Just want to see people how we do it and make people just to have a smile on the face and I hope so it's been more.
What's happening?
Depends on our producer Tobias Harris. No, I'm joking, like I hope so it's been, I'm just a employee. I hope so it's been more and we see like in the future, yeah.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the
he
US
sounds like
on
this
a
woman.
World map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that US Americans are unable to do so. Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps.
All right, so he's Serbian, did you say?
He's mm-hmm. Serbian, and it does sound like we're making fun of him, and I want to go on record as saying I'm doing the exact opposite.
You are.
I think he's...
I'm making fun of him.
I think he's
okay.
The savior of the NBA
I
right
think
now.
He's a love bug.
He is so yeah. loving and so caring, and also so optimistic and joyful for a guy who clearly has had it rough. He recently dunked without jumping.
I saw
yeah.
that clip.
I saw that clip.
Yeah.
That's astonishing.
He just stood there and put his
How
hand up.
How long are his arms?
I don't 50 feet? I'm not good at that kind of thing, but if you can dunk without jumping.
That's insane.
That's yeah. bonkers. Also, he was kicked out of a SoulCycle recently because he has size 20 shoes and can't fit them in the bike.
Oh,
yeah, but he's still dancing. He got kicked out of a SoulCycle, but he's dancing because he's a happy guy.
I'll say this. I don't know if we should feel that bad for him. Have you seen his wife?
Yeah, his wife is very
pretty.
Oh, I haven't. She's doing all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's also short.
Yeah, well,
excellent.
Compared to 7 foot, what, 3?
Yeah, 7'3". I think she's like 5'6".
He's 7'3", 290.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to see Boban and the Los Angeles Clippers, check this out, guys. The home opener versus the Denver Nuggets is coming to Staples Center next week, October 17th. You win the tickets, plus you qualify for the ultimate fan experience, including the valet parking, access to pregame warmups, participating in the pregame fan tunnel as the Clippers take the court, and passes to the Lexus Club. This is a great grand prize. So win your Clippers tickets right now on the Kevin DeBean Show, 1-800-520-1067. We'll make it caller 20. Any final words about Boban, Jensen?
Listen, this is going to be a very exciting year for the Clippers in a sense that we have so many intangible new names and guys who are really fun. And even in a bad case, if we lose, you've seen Boban dance.
You've seen Boban.
That's really it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Tuesday, Bloody Tuesday is happening. It's our annual blood drive going on right now at the Hollywood Park Casino. It started at 5:30 this morning, goes throughout the rest of the show, and all the way up until 3 p.m. today, we are trying to get gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of blood to Cedars-Sinai. Please stop by if you can. We'll get all the details and check in with Beer Mug from the location coming up right after the top of the hour. Hey, Allie, what's happening?
Well, yesterday, TMZ reported that Chris Martin had a big party at his house
okay.
over the weekend.
And his girlfriend's parents were there, Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. By the way, he's dating Dakota Johnson, in case you didn't know that.
Okay.
They've dated about a year. Other A-listers, Sean Penn, Julia Roberts, kind of a big shindig. Everybody was bringing gifts. Then there was video of both blue balloons and pink balloons being released.
Interesting.
So they deduced she's pregnant, obviously, having a baby, right?
I mean, I would think so.
So everyone starts freaking out. Oh, my God, Dakota Johnson, Chris Martin having a baby. And then her rep stepped in and they're like, yeah, no, it was just a birthday party for her. Why would you have
pink and blue only?
Pink and blue balloons? Or are they completely trolling and they're like, someone will pick this up. There's going to be media anyway watching out. Why not just add this to the fray? Could be funny.
It's possible.
That little baby could grow up to be Adolf Hitler.
No, I don't think that's what we're saying at
nope,
all.
That's not what we're saying.
No.
Kevin, you were out when we all last week when we all discovered our mutual disdain for gender reveal parties.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know it was a thing.
It's become such a thing.
Okay.
And we were talking about that Border Patrol agent who had a gender reveal party where
right.
he shot a target out in the desert with a gun. And it sparked a wildfire that ended up costing $7 million.
Holy crap.
It burned hundreds of thousands of acres. What was the name of the fire alley? Do you remember?
Gosh, yes. I should.
It was a very famous fire. Yeah, and we were just saying that's just add that to the list of reasons why gender reveal parties should be outlawed because they're so dumb. You used to just call your parents and say,
sure.
"Hey, guess what? We're having a boy or whatever." Now it's got to turn into a big production, and it sounds like that's what people thought was going on here at the Chris Martin party.
So she could be pregnant. She could not be pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Okay, so that story, is just a couple of possibilities.
Yep. You're welcome.
We have no idea.
Absolutely.
All right.
Guys, a lot of conspiracies as to the timing of Taylor Swift's foray into the political opinion climate. She said on Sunday, she basically said who she's going to vote for, said her reasons why in the upcoming midterm elections. First time she's ever talked about anything political. And now people are saying, well, here's what it's all about. This is from BuzzFeed. Apparently, they found out about a week ago that she was going to be doing the track I Did Something Bad to lead off the American Music Awards, which is Tuesday night. And people thought, well, that's an odd track to do. It's not a hit, not your next single. So they just let it go. Now people are saying that she put her political opinion out on Sunday.
Right.
Hoping Trump would respond.
Right.
Which, in typical form, he did. He wound up stating that he liked her music 25% less now than he did before knowing her opinion. And now people are saying that's exactly what she wanted because this song, I Did Something Bad, is all about a narcissist and how she played him. And they say, I did something bad, then why does it feel so good? Is everything she does that calculated, or could she just have chosen this song randomly, put out that Instagram randomly, and just bet a good human getting more people to sign up to vote?
Look, I don't have any way of knowing. Mm-hmm. But
of course, none of us do.
The timing of the Instagram makes sense to me because the last day to register to vote in the state where she lives and votes, Tennessee, is today.
Okay.
So it kind of would make sense that she would call that to people's attention mm-hmm. before the time ran out.
Okay.
Whether that has anything to do with the song she chose, I mean, she's already had like 5 hit songs off of that album. Anything else she's going to play is not, I don't think she wants to go back and play an old song, so she picks something else from the album. Could be as simple as that. I don't know.
I mean, it also makes sense, though, mm-hmm. that maybe she put it out there, got the response, and that sets up her performance tonight.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And my God, did you know the American Music Awards were tonight?
Did not.
If Taylor were not opening it, I would not have known about it at all.
Well,
I mean, that is one of the worst. I mean, that's up there with the People's Choice Awards in terms of how little we care about it.
Right, because Taylor's opening it.
Well, no, that's not my point at all.
That's a terrible start.
Can I give some kudos to Taylor Swift?
Sure.
She definitely inspired a huge spike in voter registration. Vote.org's director of communications said, just listen to these numbers, we're up to 65,000 1,000 registrations in a single 24-hour period.
And they're giving her credit for that?
Since
she said
her post, yeah. She added that nearly 156,000 people have checked out the website, which normally gets an average of 14,000 in that time period. That's amazing, you guys.
But again, it also could be the timing of when the deadline is to register to vote.
Yeah, true. Well,
people checking it out because they know they only have a few days left to check.
Well, we can register to vote until the 22nd here in California.
Yeah, in California,
all
right.
Different states have all different timings.
Right.
But if you're wondering about Tennessee, Vote.org reportedly raked in at least 2,144 new voters in 36 hours. After the whole total in September, 2,811. So
like
I don't know why you're trying to downplay Taylor, of all people, Bean.
Bean, you're just taking the opposite side of anything
it's
anyone says.
Very odd.
You're contrarian.
What's going on with you?
I'm just trying to look at it from a different angle.
Trying to give her credit.
Yes, Kevin.
And you're arguing with us.
Yes, Kevin.
What's happening?
Preach!
And your cats aren't that cute.
Okay.
Amen.
By the way, I'm wearing my Taylor Swift's cat Meredith t-shirt today.
Of course.
If you'd like me to take a picture of it,
yes,
it up, I'd be
please.
Happy to.
Yeah, sure. That'll help everything.
The disdain in your voice.
I mean, come on. It was the first time we were trying to give her credit.
Thank you, Kevin.
Come on, man.
Thank you for understanding. Some birthdays for you. Nick Swartz and Bella Hadid, Sharon Osbourne, Bobby Flay, Chris O'Dowd, Tony Shalhoub, and that's what's up.
I am very proud to work for K-Rock and be associated with this promotion that we do every year. This year it's called the Tuesday Bloody Tuesday Blood Drive. We do it every October. We get you to come down and give blood, and it goes to the Cedars-Sinai Hospital, who, by the way, does more organ transplants, I think, than any hospital in the country. So they need a lot of blood, and you help them with that. So it's at the Hollywood Park Casino this year, and we are very excited to have our own man Beer Mug down there. Who last hour we found out from comedian Brad Williams, who's co-hosting down there this morning, they have put up security around the sweets, around the
cookies
the
juice.
Yeah, because Beer Mug is just inhaling it.
Sure.
Mugs, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm trying my best to limit one pack of cookies per hour so I could save some of them for these lovely people donating their blood.
Well, here's the thing, Muggs, is you're not supposed to have any.
Oh, come on.
You can't keep Muggs away from food. Come on. Serious question, Muggs. We're asking our listeners come down. There's no appointment or advance registration. There's free parking for blood donors, so we make it real easy for you. We're asking them to come down and give blood. Have you given blood yet this morning?
I have not. I don't think Cedars-Sinai would want my blood because it's really, really tainted.
Do they accept fat blood?
I think they do, but I have way more problems than being fat.
I see. Okay.
We did find out earlier, by the way, from Dracula Dave, who runs the thing down there, and it was a great question, Kevin. What about the weed? Because you know our listeners, and
sure.
He says weed is fine, right? And Muggs, you also had some great news for people who are concerned that in the past they've heard they can't get give blood if they have tattoos, right?
Yes. The news is if you have gotten a professional tattoo done, professional tattoos are okay, even in the last 24 hours, as long as it wasn't done by your friend named Bob in his garage, you're okay.
Okay. That's great.
She's got some great art on her.
So if it's professional and it's healed, it's okay to have a tattoo. How's the turnout been, Muggs?
Turnout's great. Tons of people coming down, eager to donate their blood. Brad and I are schmoozing with everybody. And, yeah, we're going to be here till 3 o'clock, so come on down.
I just want to say again, it's amazing every time we put something out there to the K-Rock audience, and they respond like, it's just an amazing thing. It's very humbling.
Very giving.
Very amazing. Yeah, it's a good time. I could have said that better, but...
Yeah. Look. These people are making me feel like a terrible person.
Well, you are a terrible person.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
We can all agree on that. All right. Head on down. It's at the Hollywood Park Casino in Inglewood. You can get all the details at krock.com, including all the great prizes you can win, including Danny Elfman, Halloween, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Queen Mary, Dark Harbor, K-Rock No Limit Comedy Night, hosted by our friend Brad Williams, LA Comic Con, and so much more. Muggs, we'll check in with you next hour. Thanks for the time, man.
Sounds good.
All right. Jensen, you are here.
Yes.
You are going through something right now because not only are you getting married next month, but you and your fiancé have moved in together, and that has created some conversations.
Yeah, and also you have to imagine that most of my life, my house has looked like the kid in Big just got to be an adult.
Right.
Like, there's like a trampoline and two arcade games.
Sweet.
There used to be a ping pong table.
Used to be, I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
No.
So much of my life is changing.
Mm-hmm. Because, it looks like a fraternity house.
Yeah.
Used to.
Yeah, because now she's starting to sort of ask questions that, like, have a direct response needed.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially because of the move.
Yeah,
right?
Well, really only because of the move. Because this is her step. Like, she's been wanting to say this for a long time,
sure.
Clearly. But, like, you're not going to keep both the arcade games, are you? Like, it's like you ride with her.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. At first you're like, oh, that's a real question. And then about halfway you're like, oh, that's not a question
Mm-mm.
at all.
Isn't it all?
But she'll also be like, do you wear all of the shoes? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I know that my answer is, yeah, I guess I could look through them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need all those shirts.
So she's asking you to adult up, basically.
And by asking, you mean really making statements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, like, she's right, really.
Sure.
You don't need all of these things, but also you don't really question it until someone says, you know, why do you have Simpsons figures still in the case?
Yeah, you're not going to go through that for any reason other than now you're moving and she has taste.
Yeah, and she understands how to be an adult.
Right.
Like the fact that I'm still buying Blu-rays. What am I doing?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
I'm keeping Best Buy in business.
Like weekly, you're buying Blu-rays.
Yeah, I buy weekly Blu-rays.
It's insane.
I'm a stupid person.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. I'm a stupid person.
Okay.
And I'm marrying a genius.
So do you have a collection of Blu-rays?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have hundreds.
So
you couldn't even ask the next
question. Are you serious?
I am serious. I will take a picture of it for you.
Please. Okay, so has she said, hey, maybe you don't need all those?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe on date one on that case.
Well, she's pretty smart.
But
okay.
People walk in and they're like, are we time traveling? Why are there so many Blu-rays mm-hmm. here? And
do you ever watch them, Jensen?
Oh, man, this is really getting into an embarrassing thing. I don't watch all of them. Sometimes the collection just involves them being there in the wrapping. Like, mm-hmm.
So they're unopened.
I will open them. But I'm saying, like, it's not, we're getting real into my OCD.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Guys, I'm medicated.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood.
You're not medicated enough.
No, I might not be. But the good news is that my fiance slowly chipping away at this to a point where she's asking me to get rid of things, and boy, is it difficult at times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Sure it is.
So we're going to take calls in a minute on things your partner want you to get rid of.
Yeah.
That happened to me one time because I had a giant, like a gorilla head.
Okay, go
sure.
On.
And you fill it, and you put batteries in it, and then it has motion sensors. So somebody walks across, the gorilla follows you with its eyes.
Yeah,
right. It was awesome.
And you got this as a kid?
No, it was a couple years ago.
All right.
And wife hated it. Daughters all hate. Everyone hated.
Oh,
it.
Man.
Whole house in revolt.
Yeah.
Found it in the backyard.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, who put this in the backyard? They were like, all of us.
Yeah. And they're right.
Exactly.
They're
that's
right.
True.
That's the thing is, you know they're right, but they're asking you to get rid of something, and you love them, but it's difficult.
Sure. What is the one thing that you don't want to get rid of that you're afraid?
Well,
maybe.
I think we may have already tackled that one.
The Blu-rays.
Because I know it deals with my OCD. It deals with, like, I've been collecting them for a long time, and if I just stopped, it would feel weird.
Do you have cassettes?
No, I know.
Eight tracks?
No, it's really just this one zone that I've kept collecting.
Mm. By the way, I feel you on that, because you know I still buy CDs, and there aren't very many of us left either.
No.
Who buys CDs?
He does.
I know.
You know what? Bean, I've never felt closer to you.
Look, there's something about a physical product, but that's a subject for another day. Something to have in your hand to look at and to read, to touch, to handle.
The guy that wants a sex forever. Robot.
Yeah, true.
You know the thing that I have, because it's come up several times on the program. There are many things that I have that my wife wishes were not in the house. Yes, sure.
Naked OJ painting.
Should be.
It's a photograph, first of all, and yes, that is on the list.
In the bathroom, by the way. Hanging in the bathroom.
Not anymore. When we moved to New Orleans, we put that in storage, so I no longer have that hanging up anywhere. And same goes for my John Wayne Gacy paintings.
How many John Wayne Gacy paintings?
All of them, Allie. All of them are in storage now.
Here's what I'd like to say.
Thank God for women.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Seriously.
They're right. It's still hard, though.
Correct.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like, I know she's very right. Also, Bean shouldn't have John Wayne Gacy paintings in the house.
No question about that.
Yeah. Like, these are all true things. Gorilla Head sounds awful.
Oh, it's awesome. It was the best.
All of these things are awful. But you know what? We love them.
Yes.
And it's hard to get rid of them.
It is. Are there ever things that girls are asked to get rid of, by the way? Or do women just not hang on to dumb stuff?
I don't think we care. I know that's a very because I'm like, yeah, she collects mugs, mm-hmm. like coffee mugs, and when I say collect, she has like 8. You know
right,
what I mean?
So that's okay. Fine.
Yeah, and yeah. But even if she had like 40, I'd be like, all right, like I don't really care, you know.
They don't pick stupid stuff though.
Exactly,
as much as,
they're adults.
As much as guys,
yeah, they're human beings.
All right, now, well, Allie, I could see. Uh-huh. Let's say hypothetically, okay. Obviously we're just daydreaming here. A guy came to your apartment. Okay,
right.
I could see him going, "How many trees do you need in here? Because you do have a lot of holiday trees."
Oh, I will tell you this. My friend Chris Porter came over. It was around Thanksgiving time, and of course, all of my decorations were out
for
Christmas. And he's like, "Honestly, pre-turkey boner killer. What are you doing, Allie? I'm trying to help you out." Like, he was adamant that I'm setting it up so no one will love me. Which maybe I am.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's right.
If I went into your house, I'd feel like it's an anti-Semitic move.
Oh, right? That might be it. I hate the Jews.
All right. 1-800-
just log that one.
1-800-520-1067. We're looking for your calls. Things your partner want you to get rid of, and they're right, but it's tough to part with. 1-800-520-1067.
All right. We're getting right to your calls on things that your significant other is asking you to get rid of. Maybe there's a struggle there. A couple of texts. Erica from the 310. Hey, this one's for Jensen. My husband has a Blu-ray collection that is almost 2,300 total.
Wow.
Hero.
I know he's my god now.
He still gets more all the time. He's got them all alphabetical listed in Word. Same. They line the walls of his man cave in the garage. Keep on buying those movies.
God bless her.
How about this one, you guys, from the 626? My wife, when she first moved in, asked me to get rid of all the swords that I had displayed on my living room wall.
Swords? What could go wrong?
Swords.
I'm team his wife.
All right, let's start with Jen. She's in the LBC. I understand. She's online, too. I understand this is a common problem. We were asking, are there any things that women have that men encourage them to get rid of? And I think that's what Jen's calling about. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
My husband really wants me to get rid of all of my skinny girl clothes.
All your skinny girl clothes?
What does that mean?
What?
Yeah.
They don't fit right now.
Yeah, you know, we had a baby 4 years ago, and I've gained weight each year slowly, and I keep putting those clothes I don't wear back into a bag and in the back of the closet, and now there are probably 10 bags of clothes that I can't fit into, but I don't want to get rid of them.
Because you hope to get back to a weight where you can wear them?
Exactly.
Your husband's a dick.
Yeah, that's motivation. I think this is a mean move by him.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, we all agree.
Well, yeah, Bean hasn't weighed in here.
I'm just saying, look, I know we all want to agree. But
come on, Bean.
No, it's been 4 years, Jen.
Come on.
I mean, seriously, are you trying or are you not trying? Are you on board?
Every single woman listening right now has skinny jeans, has a skinny dress. Absolutely, we hold on to that stuff.
Okay, but I'm just saying that.
I'm team saying, hold on to that stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying that 5 years he's allowed to burn it. That's what I'm saying.
You are the worst human.
All right, thank you, Jed. We appreciate it.
I can't imagine why women hate Bean.
All right, let's go to Lindsay, Los Angeles, line 5. Now, this is interesting because there is a category of things that you hang on to from way too far in your past, and why. Let's see what Lindsay's got going on.
You guys.
What?
I have my old Letterman jacket, my cheerleading uniforms, like letters from my best friend from high school. All of these, like, amazing things that I'm just like, oh, I used to be 18.
Okay.
So, how long ago were you in high school, if you don't mind my asking?
Not at all. Okay. I'm 35 and thriving. But you know what? Like, those are the times where I'm like, oh, I was one of the very few people that really loved high school. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And he's just like, why the heck are you keeping this? I'm like, maybe I can show my kid, like, hey, mommy.
Oh, your kids aren't going to care either. Sorry.
I still have my cheerleading uniform, Lindsay.
Do you?
I do.
Thank you, girl.
Yeah, but you
Thank
recently
you.
Bought a sexy leprechaun costume
I
on
did,
Amazon.
I did indeed. That is true. However, every now and then, if you want to put on your cheerleading... Well, my sweater still fits. The skirt... That so hasn't fit for a while.
right,
you put it on and you're like, oh, remember
right.
those times?
Lindsay, how long has it been since you put it on?
Maybe 2 years ago.
All right.
I hear okay. you.
Are
I
was going to say
maybe that would help.
I mean, I think I'm going to allow this because it is a cheerleading costume. I think I'm going to allow it. But there are people who are obsessed with their college years, for instance, and their whole
yeah.
place is just set up with like jerseys and things like that and just all sorts of pictures of their fraternities and stuff. And I think at some point that stuff could be put away and you could move on and be an adult, right?
Yeah, it's like Andy from The Office with Cornell.
Sure.
Yes. Right.
Exactly. Great, great analogy. All right, Lindsay, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
Bye, guys.
All right. Wow, we got some good ones here, you guys. Let's go to Bianca Redlands, line 8. Bianca's husband is a collector. Let's see how that's working out.
Hey, Bianca.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you have that your husband or boyfriend wants to get rid of?
Okay, so he's got this giant collection of NASCAR model cars, okay. and we have not moved in together yet. And so right now they're currently taking up his mother's dining room table to the point where she hasn't used it in the last, like, year and a half.
Bianca, be more worried about that.
Girl. I'm very concerned. Oh, this is not something I want in my house.
Be worried about how much his mom coddles him. She hasn't right. used that damn table in a year and a half.
Oh, God.
They share this NASCAR, like, love together. So that's, like, oh, wow. their thing. So she doesn't mind it. So she's, like, oh. enabling him. And it's concerning.
Let me ask
it really is.
But, yeah. but let me ask you a question. Can you tear it down but still keep mm-hmm. it? Can you put it in some kind of a cabinet or something where it's
can go in a box.
Where it's not.
in a storage.
I'm sorry.
Bianca's not playing.
The cars can or the husband?
Yeah. Bianca, did have you talked to him about it at all? Or are you holding this in for when you guys eventually get married or move in? Like,
no. He absolutely knows I cannot stand these things there. And he's like, oh, but they're going to be worth money and excuses. And I'm like, well, then put that money towards a house instead of your mom's dining room.
I do think that men and women need their separate space
oh, yeah,
for
I agree.
Stuff. So if it's something that he loves and it's something that bonds him with his mom, can he just have a different area of the house where he keeps the stuff? You don't have to even see it?
Like out back?
Yeah,
she's
if
you
like, can put it
box?
In a shed in the backyard, that'd be great.
All right.
You so, know, he can go out there.
I'm happy to say we settled this one. I think everyone will be satisfied.
I love Bianca. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
By the way, congratulations once again to the Los Angeles Dodgers, who got out of Atlanta, moving on to Milwaukee next for the next round of the playoffs here. Jimmy Kimmel made a great point last night that whoever decided to start posting calories at Dodger Stadium has to be stopped.
I mean, agreed.
What's the, you don't go to a ball game and start looking at calories, right? That's not the
correct.
That's not the ballpark experience.
Correct.
So whoever you are at Dodger Stadium, you should be put down. So stop it, is what I'm saying. All right, Shavo from System of a Down joins us right after the top of the hour. He is the very talented bass player for one of our favorite bands. So that's coming up. Allie, you're here with What's Happening First.
To quote a great woman, Cardi B, let us fat in peace, right?
Exactly.
Come on, Dodgers. That's ridiculous. Hey, you guys, the movie Halloween in theaters October 19th.
Yay!
Jamie Lee Curtis, Judy Greer, Michael Myers is back, you guys. I can't wait for this. But you know what? You don't have to wait because we're going to give you a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Halloween at Pacific's The Grove on October 16th.
Right?
I think he's doing the soundtrack this year for it. He's amazing. So give us a call right now. Callers 10 through 14 at 1-800-520-1067. And you five winners are going to get a pair of passes. K-Rock advanced screening. Halloween at Pacific's The Grove on October 16th. Good luck.
That's pretty badass.
It is awesome.
It's call now.
Awesome thing. Give the number again, sir.
Love. Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Love you, too. You guys, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has revealed the nominees for its class of 2019. Some of these sound familiar because they were also on last year's ballot. Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Janet Jackson, Roxy Music, Stevie Nicks, The Cure, Def Leppard, Todd Rundgren, Rufus and Chaka Khan, LL Cool J, The Zombies, Devo, John Prine, MC5, and Kraftwerk.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why is Janet Jackson in there?
I'm not sure.
She just seems like she's so derivative.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not an odd choice.
Here's what I'll say about Janet Jackson. It's easy to forget now that she was one of the biggest stars in the world in the 80s and 90s, but I look at her as a producer's singer. In other words, her success was because of working with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Right.
As opposed to some of the other dance artists that are in, like Donna Summer and Madonna, who I think contributed a lot more individuality to their performances in their career. So I think I agree with you that I don't think Janet makes it on her merits.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
I like a lot of her songs. Nothing wrong with her as an artist.
She's an amazing artist.
Take it easy.
She is.
I love Janet Jackson.
And a great performer, but that's not what the rock and roll... That's not... strictly what the rock and roll...
Who loves Janet Jackson?
A lot of people do.
Janet Jackson's awesome.
No, I said love, Bean. You can like her.
Like love, you didn't love wear is ridiculous. The hoop earring with the key on it. Come on, man.
Dude, she just played the Forum like within the last year and a half or something like that, and that place sold out in an instant. People were going crazy for that tour.
And everybody there liked it.
Wow, you are not part of the Rhythm Nation.
I am not. That's correct.
This is upsetting.
What have you done for me lately, Kevin?
All right, too far.
I mean, Allie's was good because it just slipped by, but Bean had to really...
Kevin is going to work in that. In her defense, she does work hard for the money.
You did Donna Summer it yesterday.
I tried yesterday. That's why I don't play that game.
It was so good. We're talking about Tina Turner.
All right.
And you bust out a Donna Summer song. God bless you. Well, the top five vote getters, as determined by a group of artists, historians, music industry members, as well as a fan vote, will be announced in December. We came up with our own list this morning of who should make it. And if they don't, you're wrong. So we have Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, LL Cool J, complete pioneer of the rap game back then. Kraftwerk, complete pioneers of electronic music. And of course, The Cure.
Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Just out of our top
five. I'm sorry, you said and The Cure.
And The Cure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be very satisfied if that were the inductees.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
As long as it's not Janet Jackson, right?
I don't think there's any chance it will be Janet Jackson. Good. I really don't. But I love her. I don't know if I've made that clear. Mm,
no one loves her. You like her.
All right.
Maybe a lot.
This is so weird to me. Nick Cannon has signed a deal to develop a new weekly late-night show for Fox. The as-yet-untitled series will cover topical subjects, also feature pop culture commentary, celebrity interviews, music performance, and comedy acts. A late-night show on Fox, and you go with Nick Cannon.
He is... I know I'm alone on this.
Television Hall of Fame.
He's awful.
You're not alone on it.
He's just awful.
He's just there. There's nothing... To me, that's really a redeeming, like, oh, I need to watch him.
Yes. He's sort of Ryan Seacrest-ish.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're not offensive, but you're not bringing anything.
No. But if we really look back at Fox's late night shows, 1993, the Chevy Chase show.
Sure.
1986, the Late Show with Joan Rivers and Arsenio Hall.
Mm-hmm.
2009's the Wanda Sykes show. So not a great track record is what I'm saying.
Maybe leave that to the professionals.
Yeah,
but why Nick Cannon?
Why? I don't know. It probably has to do, he had that overall deal. He's doing The Masked Singer that's going to be on Fox. So maybe part of the overall deal was something like this.
Hmm.
I don't know.
But it's Nick Cannon.
It's still Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
Still Nick Cannon.
Hmm. No offense. I'm not trying to be mean, but this is all true facts. But hey. I'm judging from the outside. He could actually be a pretty cool guy, so don't hate on me.
That's a great point, sir. You're right. I take it all back. Good times. Some birthdays for you. Bobby Flay, Tony Shalhoub, Sharon Osbourne, Chris O'Dowd, Nick Swartzen, and Bella Hadid. And that's what's happening.
You should have never trusted Hollywood. The most loneliest day of my life. Oh, yeah.
spiders all in time. Self-righteous suicide. The toxicity of our city.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. One of the
great rock and roll bands of all time. If you've enjoyed the music of System of a Down over the years, you've enjoyed the playing of Shavo Odadjian, the bass player for the group, who joins us on K-Rock right now.
Hey, so happy to be here.
Thank you. Shavo. How you doing, man?
Good, brother.
Get a little closer to the mic, if you don't
mind.
Yeah, make sure you get heard.
Was that a 360 video you were just shooting? Were you getting ready to post something?
Yeah, I was just getting some content for
you're just getting the right
Instagram.
Angle.
Yeah, I have to because I'm getting everyone. I'm trying to get everybody in the shot. I have Kevin.
I mean, we don't really have to.
We can do this later.
I'm like tagging you guys.
No, it's fine. I mean,
it has been.
Well, we'd rather talk to you now.
We're here.
Yeah,
we're here.
That's cool.
Yes, of course.
It has been too long since we've had you on. I know there's a lot to catch up on. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with music stuff or do you want to start with weed stuff?
Anything you want to start. I mean,
let's
anywhere.
Start with music stuff.
Let's do it.
All right, let's start with music stuff.
Whatever you want.
The System of a Down show, by the way, is coming up this Saturday night at the Glen Helen Amphitheater along with Incubus. That's a phenomenal double bill. You also have some other bands on the bill, right? At the Drive-In is playing?
At the Drive-In, we have
Amazing.
And Skeleton Witch.
Amazing.
Which is a band that I actually been listening to for like the last 2 years. And they actually helped me lose the weight, you know, because I was listening to them and I was doing all the cardio and stuff.
Is that right?
I was all getting grooved, you know? So I listened to them so much, they actually like inspired me to like write more. I don't know why. Their riffage is really amazing. So really,
it's a diet and a writing.
And a writing set. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's
so,
cool. That's cool for you to be in a position
to be able to
like somebody and then say, hey, come play.
Yeah. So the band asked, like, I just wanted to get some real like bands we love. So that's what we did.
You know? So yeah. Is this like an all day thing though? Because you've got five opening bands?
It starts at 3:30. These are four opening bands, I think, right?
It's four opening bands.
Who is that again?
Yeah, I've got Drive-In, Clutch, Paul Bear, and Skeleton Witch.
Paul Bear, oh, I totally forgot about yeah. And Clutch, one of my favorite bands in the world. The band that actually like took us out for the first time was Clutch and Slayer, our first tour in 98.
Is that right?
All through America. So it was like a band I listened to when I picked up the bass, actually. When I picked up the bass from playing guitar and onto bass, I was really getting into Clutch and Caius and stuff. So the band has a joke about me because every time we'd get in to start jamming, I'd play a Clutch riff. So, like a Clutch bass line. So that was our ongoing joke, you know?
Well, it's a fantastic weekend. This Saturday, again, at Glen Helen. Tickets available at systemofadown.com or livenation.com. We're so happy to see big rock shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we just had Cal Jam this past weekend. I don't know if you got a chance to go out there.
No, I didn't because I was in Mexico. We had a show there. We played Forest Fest.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
nice. Yeah, it was amazing.
But it's just there aren't nearly as many of those as there used to be. And the ones that we used to be able to count on, you know, your Lollapaloozas and your Coachellas and festivals like that, there's very little rock music in any of those anymore.
I know, man.
Almost none, yeah.
Almost none. That's just where we are right now. But I think everything will kind of – it's just a progression, you know
sure,
what I mean?
I hope it's a pendulum, yeah.
It should be.
Has the fandom for System of a Down – how long have you guys been together now?
We started in 95, so it is at 23 years.
Okay, has the fandom wavered at all, or can you go out any time and you know your people are going to show up?
They show up, man.
They do.
Yeah. We have a cool fan base, man. We're blessed. We're so lucky to be in this position, seriously, because we play a show and they come. And, you know, they actually want us to play more shows. They want an album, you know, and we just kind of haven't delivered that.
You're going to give them an album.
Hopefully. Hopefully one day. I don't know where we're at with that, but, you know...
I'm almost afraid to ask you about that because I know how controversial it has been because all of you have spoken out kind of in social media and in interviews over the years and it's just like...
Sort of separately.
Yeah, after year after year, it just seems to get more complicated.
Because it's all... Okay, people respond to social media. That's where... Okay, it's getting complicated because of social media because it's a he said, she said thing.
Yeah.
So everyone tries to like say their piece because of what they've read. So that's all it is. Nothing new. It's all... Anything you've read in the last 2 years, it's been around for the last 10 years. So it's just now coming out because social media is out there.
Let me just ask it in a general way.
Go for it.
Next 5-10 years.
You know,
what do you think?
If it was my way, it would be now.
You know, right,
I mean,
of course, yeah.
But I'm asking you, it's for the, to tango, so.
To guess about the whole band. Next 5-10 years, or
I'm hoping.
Hoping. Okay.
I'm hoping because, like I said, for me, we have so much material.
Right.
We've got material for like the last 10-12 years, you know? We all write. So I personally have a lot. Darren has a lot. I know Serge got a lot, but I don't know if we're going to be doing it together. I don't know what's going on. Well, I'm hoping, I'm wishing, you know? Like, we still love each other. There's nothing, like, no one's done anything wrong to each other.
No one's angry at each
other. No one's angry at each other. It's not like someone's done something to someone and they can't take it back. You
right.
know what I mean? Nothing like that's occurred. It's just, I think it's just an artistic thing. And that's, you know.
I want to believe you, Shavo.
I want you to believe me, too.
I do. No, I really do, because I think that would be so mature of you to be able to do that. But if, honestly, if one or more members of the band are standing in the way of what everybody else wants to do, I don't know how there's not some bad blood, some animosity. I don't know how you get together and play a show and not think about it.
Well, listen, man. I personally do think about it always, and I can't speak for the rest of the guys. I do think about it, but I don't hold grudges. I can't do that. But it's hurtful because I really do want to play, and I want to make music, and I want to make a record, and I didn't join a band and didn't get famous to stop playing music.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah,
no, I want to play more music. But it is what it is, and we're going to roll through the punches.
You're playing
right now.
Saturday at
Glen
Helen.
We're playing Saturday. We'll do as many as we can, as many as everybody, the unit, wants to do together.
Right.
I can't force anybody on stage. I can't force anybody into a studio. I can't force anyone anywhere. So. And it won't be good for us either, you know.
Right, exactly.
Nothing is good for us. Everything has to come naturally and become what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm surprised. I'm surprised more bands don't get stuck where you guys are. It's just impossible for four people, five people, however many, three people to all have the same goal,
be on the same page.
It just makes
tough,
sense.
You know, it is. It's just what is rough with us is our fans are so like hardcore.
Sure.
That we're. I mean, this is a blessing that they want a new record.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a blessing. The bands will kill people for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they'll kill for this, you know, for being in this position. So it's because everyone's always wanting the record. It's us always talking about doing the record. It's us having the material to make the record. And, you know, one way or another,
listen,
it hasn't
if
been
you
done
get
yet.
Together and you make a record, make like three of them.
It would be nice, right? That's what we did for,
that's
what we did for the last
time.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, dude, we have enough material. Trust me.
Can I send a shaman out there
please.
To Glen Helen?
That would be nice.
Just have a nice little meeting with you guys, a little bit of sage. We'll do it all, right?
And let's send Metallica psychiatrist, too. Let's send
that. I've had that conversation.
Have you?
I bet you have, yeah.
Because that would be cool, you know, like. Maybe someone has to sit in the middle and be like, you know, this is what he means.
Let's work it out.
This is
right?
what like, he means. You
and
know?
By, the way, that's fine.
Yeah.
But there's nothing.
Why not?
But like I said, it's
your
not like.
Your fans would love to see that happen because your fans want to.
But it's not like someone has done something. So it's not like this. They can be like, oh, he did this for that reason. No, it's just. I don't know.
I'm willing to put it out there. I will go to Glen Helen, and we will all do ayahuasca, and we will figure this all out together as a people.
Ayahuasca and puke.
Yes.
I'm in.
That's some good music. Okay. Ayahuasca, puke, and good music. That's a weekend.
This is the voice of our friend Shavo Dodgian from System of a Down. By the way, do we have, I didn't even check, Kevin, do we have tickets to give away here? Yes, we do.
We
actually have tickets to give away. If you want to see the System show with Incubus and all the other great bands this Saturday night, you can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. Callers 20 through 24, you win right now. Before we take a break and come back and talk about your new weed strain, Kevin, do you have the tape from System at Acoustic Christmas?
Oh, it's my favorite.
2014. One of the reasons why we love your band and one of the reasons why no one replaces your band and you guys have to stay together forever is because of moments you give us like this. You have no idea what we're about to play
to
you, Sean.
All right.
Okay.
Again, remember.
Set it up.
Acoustic Christmas.
Yeah. It really whips people into a festive frenzy.
Oh, I got you.
I think so. I don't know. Let's
I got you.
Let's
right.
hear. Let's hear.
You. What's going on? You tell us.
Is that a loop?
No.
It
was the whole forum chanting it with you.
That's
oh my
not
God.
A loop. That all happened.
I do not remember that moment.
Really? We remember so well because I just remember I was sitting there watching it. I was like, this is awesome.
Well, I just kept thinking, what a beautiful tribute to the baby Jesus. That's what I kept thinking. All right.
That's so funny.
Shavo is our guest. We'll tell you all about 22 Red when we return right after this on K-Rock.
All right. Let's talk about weed, shall we?
Let's do it. Let's talk about weed. Our guest is Shavo Adagian, bass player for that band right there, System of a Down. One of the nicest guys in show business, by the way, Shavo. It's always such a treat when you stop by here. And they are playing the Glen Helen Pavilion in San Bernardino this Saturday. Get your ticket, systemofdown.com. All right, what is 22 Red, Shavo?
22 Red is a brand that we started about like 7 months ago, 6 months ago. It's not just a weed strain. It's a brand. It's a like a lifestyle brand. I have clothing. See the shirt I'm wearing?
Clothing, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we're actually, it's like really quality for me. Everything should be quality because it's my brand, so I'm representing it. So from the material to the cut to everything, to the style, to the little things on it, like it's the way I dress.
How much time do you spend on little details like that where you're like, I just spent 20 minutes talking about a shoulder? And
well, I do though. Like yesterday I was with one of my partners doing the clothing and we're doing for all the shows at 6:30 roundabouts. Stay tuned for the time. I'm going to get out there and we're going to do a giveaway, a 22 Red giveaway for all the shows. I have a little 22 Red booth where I'm going to give away 50 shirts a show and 100 picks a show.
Wow.
I've made a System of Down 22 Red picks. So wow. I'm going to pass those out to the
and
first 100.
And that includes 100. Glen Helen? This Saturday.
This Saturday. So, yeah. It's just really something I've always wanted to do. It's something really organic for me. The weed-wise, okay, it's we're releasing pre-rolls and we're releasing vapes. And there's going to be cartridges and there's also going to be disposables. Soon we'll have microdose gummies and we'll have stuff like that, which are CBD infused, which is really good for the, you know, for people that don't smoke weed all the time, but they have certain things, they have anxiety or they have, let's say they want to eat and they want to sleep. This stuff helps, you know?
I feel like CBD is becoming just the thing.
It's amazing, though. It really helps, though. That's the thing where we're like, until now, it's been really like taboo, you know. It's like weed. It's a drug. And
weed is evil was always stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
and CBD isn't even, you know, the high part. It's not THC.
Just the medicinal part of it. So it's just crazy that that's illegal, you know, or was illegal.
Yeah, it really was, because it's helping so many people with so many different medical issues, and animals as well, by the way.
Yeah, CBD, oh my God, the dog treats. Absolutely. It's amazing. Yeah. My dog chills out and like doesn't have those. And my dog was having seizures, and it totally stopped that.
No,
mine, that's awesome. Mine too, Shavo, exactly the same. Mine too.
And then my father has arthritis on his wrist, which I'm actually getting myself. It's small. Okay. Anyways, but it helps him a lot. It really helps him. Like I got him the rub and then also the little tincture for the CBD.
It's kind of a weird thing to have your dad call you and go, hey, can you hook me up?
Well, he didn't call me. I kind of like went at him with it. And he, you know, old Armenian, you know, he's not, you know, I'm not going to do that ever. And I just showed him, you know, I showed him and rubbed it. And
it's not that
and
big
he
of
was like,
help.
It actually feels better. Yeah. And then he wanted to try the other thing. You know, it's nothing to get high, but like it does help. And
it does help.
You know, and it's the time right now. So since I'm connected within the world, also for the growers, my network is pretty large with it because I'm a connoisseur of it. You know, I told you I got sober 3 years ago.
Yes.
I'll talk about that one day. But I just smoke weed and it helps me. So I've met a lot of growers, a lot of master growers,
a lot of
legends.
How do you come up with a strain?
Well, it's what they've come up with. It's not me. It's like I taste and I see. And like, there's always like new strains coming out because they're doing a lot of pheno hunting. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find a good strain that like a better strain, something that helps with this, helps with that, feels like this, feels like that. So I go, I do testing, and then I see which
that is really, you know, nice of you to do all that testing.
That's right. Hey, anything.
I mean, you could be hands off on this business, but look, he's actually doing the work.
I'll be honest, it's not like I'm trying to put my name on something and say, go, it's the Green Rush, and I'm going to go make. It's more of like, since it's the time I can do it, I want to do it right. I want to be one of the people that are doing it right. I want to be fully involved. That's why I didn't call it Shavo. I called it 22 Red. It's something special to me. It's my birthday.
I want to be fully involved as well.
You know,
Shavo, yes. I hope that you brought some samples in so we know what we're talking about, right?
He did.
Yes.
Okay,
if
there we go. What a great Armenian American.
Honestly, we took us this long to get to that question when that's really our question.
That's the only reason we invited you,
When's
Shavo?
The next break? When's the next break?
Let me ask you this question that just occurred to me. So your dad has a son in System of a Down. What's that like for him, and how receptive was he to the idea of you guys in this band from the beginning?
Oh, dude, he was like the most, like, he had my back from day one, him and my mom. Well, my mom wasn't day one. She was like day two. My mom was day one. I mean, sorry, my dad was day one. He wore the System windbreaker. He would come to every show.
Is that right?
He filmed the first show May 28th, 1995 at the Roxy with his big ass VHS. You know, you put
those giant cameras.
Yeah, I still have that video. He was sitting there recording.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's come to almost every show within 50-mile vicinity.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Now, he's proud of you because you're his boy, but what does he, as a, I assume, you know, 60-year-old man, what does he think of the music?
He actually likes it, I swear. They all like it. They like the music. There's, you know, our music does have melody in it.
It does, yeah.
So, I mean, they get it, you know, it has the
power. Now, you said your mom wasn't on day one.
I can
imagine most parents would think, well, yeah, I don't especially want you to go into music.
Since my beard was really long back then, you know, and it wasn't the Armenian thing to do, you know, you know, she would got, you know, kind of bug on that, but it changed.
Yeah.
It changed.
Well, when you started buying him houses, I'm sure it changed a lot.
Now my dad, he still works. I mean, he won't quit. He won't stop. He's 69 years old, and he won't stop working. Anyways, so all his, like, workers are fans, so he's hooking them up with tickets.
Oh, that's awesome.
I just give him 10 tickets.
Very popular. Yeah.
Really?
So
he's a popular dude. I love that.
Yeah, which is really cool. He loves it, too.
So the... So 22redla.com, that's your website?
That's the website. You can follow us on Instagram at 22redla also. Follow me and you'll know more about it, Shavo Dajan. I'm usually doing Instagram. I've kind of backed off of the Twitter and Facebook.
Would you mind spelling your last name just because it's a little bit?
Last name is O-D-A-D-J-I-A-N, and that's with Shavo, Shavo, S-H-A-V-O. Follow that, you'll get all the info on what we're doing.
And 22 Red is a clothing line. It's got T-shirts, hats, sunglasses, as you mentioned, the vape and the weed as well.
Yeah, it has
a little bit of everything.
On the 22nd of every month, we will have announcements for the next release. We're going to drop a lot of like rare flowers. We're going to drop cool clothing that's only going to be available at certain places. So it's going to be one of those like exclusive cool things I'm not doing with large scales.
This is almost like you're putting a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
Preparation.
And all made here in L.A. I think that's huge.
Yeah, it's all made here. Yeah. And I've actually feel the way I felt 22 years ago when I was 22, when System of Down started and I was managing, going to school, working at the bank, doing it all in one day. And starting the same day, the next day. You know what I mean? Just doing that. And I was a grinder, and I'm grinding again because I feel so like it's a part of me. So,
can you imagine working with Shavo at the bank?
Yes, I love it.
There's a few people that can.
And then seeing him play?
Can I say this about him? Not only a grinder with the music, with now this company and everything, this is a man that shows up for kids as well.
Yeah, please.
The first time I ever met you was doing, back when I worked at KTLA, 5 o'clock in the morning, you were one of the first people there for this Shred for Kids Cancer event. And every year after that, I'm like, is Shavo coming again?
Yeah.
I guess so. I don't know. It's so early, is he? Every single year. Yeah. And you show up for kids, and you do such wonderful charity work.
Thank you.
You're just a good human being,
Shavo. Thank you. Oh, shucks.
We appreciate you. 22redla.com for that business. Systemofadown.com if you want to buy tickets for the show at the Glen Helen Amphitheater with Incubus and all the other bands opening up. By the way, true System fans will know this, but in case you didn't, Sacramento, Phoenix, San Diego, and Las Vegas. So a bunch of shows coming up in the next week or so.
Yep.
Shavo, give our best to the boys, man.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me, guys.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:39.
We couldn't say this with Shavo here, but is Serge a dick? Is that what's happening?
No.
Here? He's not.
No.
Well, I feel isn't he the one who's like standing in the way?
Here's the thing. All of them have different artistic things that they want to do, and so it's just frustrating. That's all.
Okay. So they need to get on the same page at the same time.
Yeah.
We need it to happen.
That's difficult for a lot of bands, dude.
Yeah, I know. I just want it so, that's all.
Okay,
all
right. But I can't help you with that.
I know, there are a lot of things I want.
I just want it so.
Planning an intervention.
I'm taking it harder than Shavo is. Oh, it's a 940.
Like System of a Downer.
Right? Allie is here with our final look at what's happening.
Well, I'm glad Jensen's in here because we can talk about one of his cohorts. your co-dude from TBS, mm-hmm. Drop the Mic, James Corden.
Yeah, new big job.
This new show that he's going to be hosting. CBS announced yesterday that James Corden will be hosting its upcoming talent competition series, The World's Best. But it sounds different than most competition series. Drew Barrymore, RuPaul, and Faith Hill are going to be the three American judges for the global series. It's going to debut with 10 episodes in 2019. Here's the thing. It's a first-of-its-kind global talent competition, features acts from every genre imaginable, every corner of the planet. So not only do you have to impress the American judges, then they need to break through the, quote, wall of the world, featuring 50 of the world's most accomplished experts from every field of entertainment.
Is there going to be a riot?
Well, you think you got past, like, Drew Barrymore, and then all of a sudden they go to, like, India, and there's a guy there that's going to judge it. This sounds insane.
Did you get wall out of the press release? Because I will say this. I've seen a deck for this show, uh-huh. like, when it was all being thought about. It is a wall.
Is it really?
Yeah, is it really?
Well, that's what I saw then. It's like like Hollywood Squares, but, right. like, 50 people.
Wow.
So if you impress them, they take little chunks off the wall type
basically,
of thing?
They like light up or don't light up or something
oh
like that.
My
like
gosh.
It looked pretty intimidating. I don't know much about it, but I know that James is now the host.
Yes. Yeah. It's called The World's Best, you guys.
Yeah.
It's expected next year, but it says, quote, you have to break through the wall
See?
Of the world.
Exclusive.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'd probably get sued for saying that.
A little bit.
That's a terrible idea.
It sounds like a great idea.
That idea is terrible.
Look.
Here we go.
America doesn't have talent. And people don't have the X factor, and there aren't a million undiscovered stars out there that are good enough to keep my interest on a television set.
This is a global series.
Bean is acting like he doesn't know who the Jabberwockies are.
Right?
They
right.
are very good and talented.
He totally voted for them.
As a perfect example, thank you. I'm just saying, we don't need any more talent competitions of amateurs. We just don't. I love James Corden. I think he'd be an excellent host at another show. Not on this one.
I say give it a chance.
No, I don't like to give things chances.
Okay, all right. Excellent.
I like to rule on Good a limited amount of information.
The least information, the
Excellent.
Better.
Excellent.
Yes, that's
stuff.
What I'm about.
I did the story earlier, and I've gotten a lot of tweets about it. It's about Liam Neeson, convinced that a horse on set for his new movie with the Coen brothers, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, recognized him from a movie he did long ago. Because he had fed the horse apples. He had a real connection with the horse. He said once he saw the horse again, it got super excited, started all of that. That right there, that noise was just pounding his little hoof. And I said, I don't know how much I believe it, because Bean had a donkey that after 20...
We don't have to get into that.
Let's get into that.
We don't need to bring that up.
We have time to get into that. That's funny.
He had that donkey.
He had a donkey for 20 years.
Yeah.
Drove...
800 miles to see that donkey, what, a year and a half after you gave him to a farm? In the real sense, kids, not we gave
yes.
the dog to a farm.
Right.
Well, he was the last of my livestock, and mm-hmm. donkeys are herding animals. They need other animals around them. So
right.
we set him up on a donkey rescue that was mm-hmm. 800 miles away. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go visit my boy.
Yeah.
And I drove 800 miles mm-hmm. to go visit my boy, and my boy... had no recognition whatsoever of the man who had fed him for 20 years.
Or recognized and didn't want to see you or talk
yeah.
to you.
I was very bummed because I anticipated it was going to be a tearful, happy reunion. But as I was driving away, I thought, you know what? That's great if he's moved on and he's now more interested in his current life and his current friends and he doesn't think... I don't want him being sad thinking about the old days.
But when you drove away... In your car, right?
I mean, it did hurt my heart for a while. I gotta be honest.
He doesn't love me.
It did hurt.
Oh. You basically went to pick up your kid at summer camp, and they didn't want to come home.
Yes.
I tried to put a good spin on it. That
sure.
He was better off.
I love that that's what you told yourself driving home.
Look, you got to tell yourself something.
Look, I had a long, long drive home, okay?
I believe that about the horse, though.
Lot of tweets from horse people that were like, no, they recognize faces. They absolutely know him.
So did Happy.
Oh, jeez.
Just didn't want it.
Hey, by the way, I want to remind you that Beer Mug is on the phone at some point. We do.
Yeah, we'll get to the end. Okay. At the end of the
I just want to make sure we knew.
I want to make sure we get the story out so people know where to send their submissions, because Joseph Gordon-Levitt is doing something with a Grammy-nominated rapper, Logic, a chance to help him create a new song. Here's the thing. It's a partnership with Joseph Gordon-Levitt's creative platform, Hit Record, or Hit Record, not sure. It's one of those. You know how it's spelled. And what they're going to do is co-produce a one-hour television special where Logic invites people around the world to collaborate with the song. So Logic is going to produce a beat with some lyrics. Then anyone could submit, either you play the bassoon, you play the keyboard,
big hip-hop
play the guitar,
instrument.
Or you could do lyrics, you could sing, whatever. And then after the submissions have been made, Logic then selects the sounds, collaborators, which direction the song will take, which got us thinking, because Kevin said, well, that's simple. Even I could write a song
like
that.
I mean, if you're putting it out there for everybody else to write, who couldn't do that?
So we get Kevin to produce the beat.
I mean, I don't think that's
somebody else in the room really good with lyrics.
I could easily.
Jensen.
Yeah.
And then we have listeners put together a song.
Down.
Right?
Down. I'm in it.
Wouldn't that be great?
I'm in.
All right.
And then you all play it at Acoustic Christmas.
Not as down for that.
Okay. All right. I overstepped.
Well, I already have my contribution.
That's true.
Sad bassoon. R.I.P. Good stuff. I just think that's a fascinating idea for a show until Kevin pooped all over it.
What?
And was like, it's just so dumb and easy.
You're welcome.
What?
I just want to let you know, you're welcome.
What?
I introduced
what?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt to Logic. I did that.
Did you really?
I did, because Joseph Gordon-Levitt came and did Drop the Mic.
Uh-huh.
He killed on it. It's a great episode against Seth Rogen. Logic reached out to him, was like, you were great on that show. They became friends.
What?
You're welcome. Yep.
What?
Yep. I'm connecting people that will never talk to me again.
Jensen,
that's my job.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Jensen Karp.
Now they talk to each other and they just cut out the middleman.
No, no need for me.
Right.
The not famous one?
Sure.
Aww. Get out of here, normie. Get out of here, radio boy.
I feel like they could reach out and take you to lunch.
I wake up at 4 a.m. I go to sleep for lunch.
There's
now.
No lunch.
Yeah. How's an 11 o'clock dinner
all
sound?
Right. Fair.
Oh, so sad. So we need to come up with that.
Yeah, all right.
Tell people where to send in their submissions.
All right, well, get on it. Take it easy. We haven't even been off the air yet since we came up with the idea.
Why don't you have your beat yet, Kevin? Ridiculous.
We're still trying to figure out if Serge is a dick.
No, we're not. He's not.
He's okay. Not. Okay.
Guys,
he's not.
We're going to run out of time to be able to talk to Muggs.
Oh, let's talk to Muggs. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Well, we have a hard time
Blood
out.
Time.
Wow.
Just single-minded. Take
it's,
it
no,
easy.
No, it's not that. It's just that
we're all having fun.
We're up against the clock here.
Ukulele boy.
Holy
crap.
Hey, Muggs. Dr. Doom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Tell me how the Tuesday Bloody Tuesday blood drive at the Hollywood Park Casino in Inglewood has been going.
I'd say it was a bloody success.
Oh. Why did we go to Muggs?
This is what you want to go to.
You forced this on us, Bean. I just want to tell you that. Also, it's not over. It goes till what time, Muggs?
It goes till 3 o'clock, and right now there's next to no wait. The whole entire process takes 30 minutes, so just 30 minutes of your day-to-day. Come on down. There's tons of prizes left, tons of snacks.
Right, did his phone cut out?
It sounded like he was going to say more. Okay. If you're in good health, 18 or up, and you weigh over 110 pounds, even if you've had a tattoo recently, as long as it was done professionally and healed, even if you're on daily medications, most are allowed, just go on by. As Mug says, it takes like 30 minutes. Free parking. You're in, you're out. You help save a life, and you might get a great K-Rock prize. So you're wrapping it down. You're closing up right around 10 a.m., but it goes on all the way until 3 o'clock at the Hollywood Park Casino.
Yeah, Brad and I are going to go try to take a couple pints over to the blackjack table, see if that plays.
Yes.
Okay.
Mix blackjack with drinking, Muggs. That's a great idea.
I think he meant the blood.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah, that was
All right, Muggs.
Weird.
I'm sorry I forced you on the audience.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, now I understand why the donkey hates you, Bean.
On your drive home today, tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We've got a brand-new internet roundup. We've got your Clippers home opener tickets and tickets to the K-Rock Advanced screening of Halloween tomorrow.